The following is a Dallin Catholic Sports presentation on Iowa Catholic Radio. Coverage of Dallin Catholic High School basketball is underwritten by Ashworth Vision Clinic, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, R&R Realty Group, Mercy One, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and Tamiya & Sons. Thank you for supporting Dallin Catholic basketball on Iowa Catholic Radio. 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, streaming at iowacatholicradio.com and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app.
And good evening and welcome to the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadill alongside Steve DeVinny as we get set for another night of girls and boys basketball right here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It's a Central Conference showdown between the Dowling Maroons and the Ankeny Hawkettes and the Ankeny Hawks as we bring you both games tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. As we preview this game, these two teams met earlier in the season back on December 13th, right before the Christmas and New Year's holiday break, and Dowling was a winner in both contests that night. Dowling girls winning by the score of 76-52 in that contest. The rematch is tonight because Dowling and Ankeny are both in the same conference of the CIML, the Central Conference, and they see each other twice in a lot of the sports, including basketball. So this is the rematch. Other games this week, Dowling will be taking on Ames, and that'll be the first time they meet the Ames Little Cyclones, and that'll be this coming Friday night. We'll have both games on Iowa Catholic Radio beginning at 6 o'clock this Friday, as the Maroons now in the midst of a four-game homestand after being on the road for quite a bit of not only this month but also last month. The Maroons have a four-game homestand. Only problem would be this Friday night's game with weather moving in, and they're calling for that rain changing to drizzle, changing to ice, and then snow, and that could affect the whole day on Friday. So the future extended forecast for this Friday does not look good, and neither do games that night. So if that's the case, as we understand, they may be playing this on Saturday sometime, the Dowling Ames game on Saturday. So just a reminder about that. But here tonight it's Dowling and Ankeny in game one of our girls and boys doubleheader. Other games going on in the CIML include Johnston at Ankeny Centennial. Urbandale is at Ames. That's all out of the Central Conference. Roosevelt at North. Lincoln's at East. And Ottumwa is at Hoover. In Central Conference play, or rather Iowa Conference play, it's Waukee at Fort Dodge, Valley at Mason City, and Southeast Polk at Marshalltown. And those are games that are being played tonight. Now joined by my cohort tonight. He's not fresh from the gym. He must be fresh from a business meeting, and that is the Hall of Famer, Steve DeVinny. And, Steve, thanks for joining us tonight, and looking forward to visiting with you throughout the contest.
Mark, you're the Hall of Famer. I'm just here for emotional support.
Emotional support. You know, people need emotional support.
Yes,
they
do.
A lot of them have animals that give that. I guess mine is you being right beside
yes.
me.
Yes.
What a night. Yeah. I just got a text about our volume. Our
oh,
good friend Pete Tarpey running the music here. And I just got done complimenting about his selections from the last home game at Dowling, which was quite a while ago. But he's having trouble getting when he gets his songs queued up. They come out loud, and he's got to tune it down. So he's working on that as I look up to my right.
Well, we almost got blown out of the gym with that first set,
goodness.
Didn't we?
Yep, Pete Tarpey, our DJ tonight here at the gym. But see, if you were with me, I believe, in game one between these two teams, Dowling and Ankeny, and here we are, a rematch, and it's hard to believe tonight, or this week, is the midway point of the high school girls and boys basketball season.
Yeah.
Ankeny, the Hawkettes come in with a 5-5 record. Dowling's record is 9-2, and of course the teams are allowed 21 games during the regular season. So this week we're at the midway part for the girls, and we're getting close to that with the boys. Hard to believe we're halfway through the high school season.
Yeah, all these seasons, as you know, just fly by. The football season flies by you. You got opening night, and the next thing you know, you got senior day. And I'm sure the basketball people feel the same way, but for both the boys and the girls, Maroons, so far this year it's been very, very successful starts, mm-hmm. And both teams are playing with some momentum, and let's hope we can keep it going tonight.
Absolutely, and both Dowling teams, the girls and boys basketball teams, vying to be the number one seeds in their regions in girls play and sub-states in boys play. So these games are very important, whether they're non-division, the CIML, or out of division or in division. This is a division game, as we mentioned earlier. Dowling and Ankeny are in the same division, so the Maroons are in that CIML 6-team league, and these teams play each other twice during the regular season. They include Dowling, Johnston, Urbandale, along with Ames, Ankeny, and Centennial. And of course, this is the second time around for Ames and Dowling, or for Ankeny and Dowling. The Maroons have yet to play Ames, but they'll be doing that this Friday night. We'll see the Little Cyclones and head coach Joel Sullivan.
Saw Joel Saturday night over at Urbandale. We were on the air, and he was scouting the Maroons.
We had a lot of scouts there,
yep.
Didn't we?
It was a coaching convention that night.
Only game in town is one of the reasons why. And, yeah, coaching convention, you mentioned that. But, hey, that's all good, and we look forward to that. Let's take a look at the rankings before we go to our first break. I want to thank Jimmy Olson, our studio producer, for the first part. David Beltram will join us later when he gets out of his responsibilities tonight, doing a little extra duties for David. We look forward to him. Number one ranked team right now in Class 5A girls basketball is City High of Iowa City. And, oh, by the way, Dowling will travel to City High in Iowa City and take on the Little Hawks, and that'll be on Saturday afternoon, February 1st, from Iowa City's gym. And I believe that is a 2:30. It is a 2:30 start. Currently, City High ranked number one, followed by Southeast Polk, who lost last night at home to the Waukee Warriors and Chris Guest. A little upset as they made up their game from Friday. So currently now, Southeast Polk is at number two, Johnston third, Dowling fourth. Cedar Rapids Prairie is fifth. 6 through 10 has Waukee, West Waterloo, Cedar Falls, Urbandale at 9, Ankeny Centennial is 10th. Ames comes in at a number 11. That'll be Dowling's opponent in girls play on Friday. And Bettendorf, Council Bluffs, Lincoln, and Sioux City East round out the top 15 in girls 5A basketball. Another team down the road for Dowling is Mason City. Mason City girls are in Class 4A, and they are currently ranked 11th, and the Maroons will see them here in a few weeks. But right now, Steve DeVinny, we're going to get set. We're going to take our first break of the night. We'll come back, and we'll have starting lineups and more pregame as Dowling and Ankeny tonight from the Dowling Gym here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, with two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig. The Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% of your contribution directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym as we get set for girls and boys basketball tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Ankeny at Dowling. Alongside Steve DeVinny, I'm Mark Amadale. Jimmy Olson, our studio producer. David Beltram will be the closer as our studio producer. And Steve, what do you expect in this contest? Dowling and Ankeny, second time around. The Maroons win game one back on December 13th, the final Friday before we hit the break with the Christmas and New Year's holiday. Dowling winning at Ankeny 76-52 in a game that the Maroons controlled. What do you see about the rematch? Since then, the Hawkettes are now 5-5 overall. Dowling now, as their record has improved to 9-2. And the Hawkettes went on a real tough stretch, losing to not only fourth-ranked Dowling, losing to number two Southeast Polk, losing at number nine Urbandale, and losing to number 11 Ames before winning last Tuesday at Ottumwa. So they lost four in a row before the win at Ottumwa. They did not play last Friday, and Ankeny will make up their rematch with Centennial this coming Monday. So they've had a week off, as Ankeny and head coach Drew McAnally. What do you see in this contest?
Talked about when we were out there in Ankeny before Christmas. The Ankeny Hawks had a good record at the time, the Hawkettes, but their strength of schedule was not what the Maroons was. And so as they've gotten into a little bit tougher schedule, results haven't been great. So I would think that the Maroons would be favored tonight if you win by more than 20.
Good luck. Have a good game.
If you win by more than 20 on the road against those guys, undoubtedly you'd be favored here at your on your home floor. But Ankeny Hawkettes, I was looking at the stats before I came over. They've only got one player in double figures. That's Kayla Pitts, who's a senior. She scores about 17 a game, but everybody else is under 10. So you would think that the Maroons have a little bit more depth, a little bit more experience, and so we'll see. But I would think if the Maroons play well, it should be a relatively, you know, compared to some of the games we've had recently, which are
right,
absolute battles, this probably is not going to be as tight of a contest, but you never know. That's why they play the games, right?
That's right. And then Ankeny without Holly Trimble, number four, she played in the last contest, actually started, but she was battling those bone chips in both heels, and now they have put her on the shelf. She kind of endured that tough stretch, but she is out for the season, from what Coach McAnally told me. So let's get to our starting lineups tonight as they get set to announce them here, and that is Denny O'Grady, the PA voice of Dowling on all the home games. We'll start with the Ankeny Hawkettes. The head coach is Drew McAnally in his fourth year, 32 wins and 44 losses, a 43% winning percentage. Seth Haggerty, Cole Engel, and Amanda Kinzenbaugh are the assistant coaches. Hawkettes come in with a record of 5-5. They're 0-3 in Central Conference play. They'll start at one guard. The young lady who Steve talked about, Kayla Pitts, their leading scorer, averaging 17 points, 3.5 rebounds, and leads the team with 24 steals and 23 made three-pointers. And she'll wear number 5. The other guard is Ellie Mashoff. Mashoff, a 5'7 junior, averaging 4 points. She'll wear number 12. And the other guard is Ashley Harrington, 5'5 senior, averaging 9 points. And she'll wear number 20. And the fourth guard is Jenna Pitts, and that would be Kayla's younger sister, a 5'6 freshman, averaging 8.5 points, 3.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists, leads the team in assists, and she'll wear number 25. And a lone post player is Calissa Wright for the Hawkettes, 5'10 junior, averaging 7 points, 4.5 rebounds. So four guards and one post player for Ankeny. Pitts, or that'd be Kayla Pitts, Mashoff, Wright, Harrington, and Jenna Pitts. The Hawkettes come in averaging 63.5 points on offense. They give up 56 points on defense. And now for the home team on the scoreboard, wearing their home white uniforms, and that is Dowling Catholic. The head coach is Kristen Meyer, and it's her fourth year here at Dowling. 65 wins, 19 losses as the Maroon head coach. 166 wins, 64 losses overall in 10 years of coaching. Maroons come in ranked fourth in Class 5A, and they'll start at one guard, Ella McVeigh, a 5'6 junior, averaging 3 points, and she'll wear number 1. The other guard is Caitlin Clark, a 5'11 senior, averaging 34 points, 8.5 rebounds, just under 4 assists, and leads the team with 39 made three-pointers. Caitlin will wear number 11. The third guard is Emma Gipple, a 5'10 sophomore, averaging 5 points, just under 5 rebounds. She'll wear number 23. And at one forward, Grace Gaber, a 5'11 senior, averaging 10.5 points on the season, and has 30 made three-pointers, and she'll wear number 31. Center for Dowling, Nai Tong. Tong, a 6'1 senior, averaging 3.5 points, 5 rebounds, and will wear number 45. We'll take a break and come back with our tip-off between Dowling and Ankeny here at the Dowling Gym. But first, a word from Dr. Dan Ryan with our Dowling moment and our pregame prayer with Father Ryan Andrew here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Dan Ryan, president of Dowling Catholic High School, and welcome to another season of exciting Dowling High School basketball. We are proud to be partners with Iowa Catholic Radio, not only broadcasting basketball, but also being partners in preparing Christ-centered leaders for life. Go Maroons!
Hello, my name is Father Ryan Andrew, and I'm the chaplain at Dowling Catholic High School. Let us pray for the coaches, players, and trainers tonight for this athletic competition. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your gifts. We ask you to bless all those involved in this athletic competition tonight. We ask that you keep them safe and that they all show good sportsmanship. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. All holy men and women, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Welcome back to the Dowling Gym. Alongside Steve DeVinny, I'm Mark Amadeo as we get set for the tip-off between Dowling and Ankeny tonight. Our officials, TJ Augustine is our lead official, Shane Sabovida and Adam Westerwald round out our three-person crew here at Dowling as the Maroons and Ankeny take the court. Ankeny will be wearing their road gray uniforms with maroon numbers and gold trim around those maroon numbers. Dowling in their home white uniforms with maroon numbers and trim. Dowling will be going right to left towards the south basket here at the Dowling Gym, and obviously Ankeny going left to right on our radio dial towards the north basket. Nai Tong set to jump it up against the lone post player for Ankeny, and that's Calissa Wright, number 14. Mr. DeVinny?
Yeah, the Maroons will have a decided height advantage almost at every position tonight.
That's true. Tip is won by Nai Tong, and she gets it right into the hands of Dowling. And Emma Gipple will run away. For Dowling, it's McVeigh, Clark, Gipple, Gaber, and Tong, the five on the floor. Ankeny stays man-to-man, and Clark goes right around her defender, puts up a shot in the right hand, good. She just sprinted around Calissa Wright that time and scored, and Dowling up 2-0 on the basket by Caitlin Clark, who had 46 against Urbandale Saturday night, Steve.
Dribble weave, fake the handoff there to Ella McVeigh, and both defenders kind of stuck with McVeigh, assuming she was going to get the basketball.
Ankeny the other way. Dowling stays man-to-man. Hawks go four out, one in. They send a cutter. Whoever has the ball cuts after they pass it. Top of the key for Ankeny is Jenna Pitts. They have the Pitts sisters in there. Corner three, no good by Mashoff. And then a putback up and in by the Hawkettes there.
Didn't box her out, did we?
No, sir. Corner three, no good by Kayla Pitts. Gets the basket for Ankeny. We're tied at two. Dowling with the shot by Gaber, no good. Now Clark, a fadeaway three, good from the right corner.
Good night.
Gosh. Catch and shoot. That was a nice pass over to Caitlin, and yeah, she caught it and shot it. Now a steal by Dowling as Maroons lead it 5-2. Down court is Clark, and a leaner in the lane, up and good. Caitlin Clark with seven, all seven of Dowling's first quarter points. Maroons lead 7-2.
Quick start for the Maroons off a couple missed opportunities by Ankeny, and then with runouts.
Ankeny with the basketball as Jenna Pitts, the freshman sister of senior Kayla Pitts, the leading scorer for the Hawkettes with the ball. Now they swing it to the top of the key. Coming off a ball screen is Wright, and a whistle and a foul on Dowling. A foul
will be
on Nai Tong, it looks like. So Tong with her first foul. That's the first foul of the ball game. 6:10 remaining here in the first quarter. Dowling 7, Ankeny 2 in the girls' contest here on Iowa Catholic Radio. From the Dowling Gym, glad you could join us tonight. This might be the only game we get played this week, depending on what happens. In the lane, a shot blocked by Gipple as Ankeny, a runner in the lane by Wright. Rebound comes out to Dowling. Here's Clark with it. She'll launch another three. Good. And, I mean, these threes are hitting nothing but the bottom of the net. Caitlin Clark with two Tamian Suns three-pointers to start the game off here, Steve.
Ankeny Hawkettes didn't really get out there where they should have been. You know that she'll shoot it from distance if you scout her, and they didn't really get out to her.
Clark with all 10 points of Dowling's 10 points here in the first quarter. Maroons by 8. Ankeny with the basketball left to right in front of us. Now a backdoor cut and a shot up, no good. They'll wave it off and a whistle and a foul on Dowling. This might be on Clark, or was it somebody else?
I think
like
maybe
Gipple?
Gip, yeah.
You're right. They get Emma Gipple with the, they call it the hip check foul. As Nai Tong will sit down, Lexi Bowles checks into the Dowling lineup for the first time. Lexi, a 6'1 junior, averaging 6 points and just under five rebounds. And now a steal by McVeigh as the inbounds pass going to Jenna Pitts, picked off by McVeigh. Underneath is Clark. She leaves it for Bowles. Turnaround shot good in the lane, a timeout, Ankeny. Lexi Bowles off the bench with 2 points. And the Maroons now with a 10-point lead.
Wow.
As Dowling leads it 12-2 here on Iowa Catholic Radio, as our sound technician is still working out the kinks. Steve, you may have to take care of this. I may have to go up there and help Mr. Tarthy on that.
That's
I don't
putting
know.
It mildly.
You know, here comes the principal. He's going to come over now, so maybe that'll help. Now he's got it all figured out.
My goodness.
Well, your thoughts on this run here, Steve? I mean, this is quite a run by the Maroons, up 12-2 to start off with, and Caitlin is having quite the night until that last basket by Bowles. Caitlin had all 10 of Dowling's first quarter points.
Yeah, I can't recall, have the Maroons missed any shots yet? They might be 6 or 5 for 5.
They didn't miss a shot because Gaber came down in transition, missed the three, and they got the rebound,
That's right.
Gave it to Clark.
That's right.
Who hit the three.
Yep.
So one shot missed.
Yep. No, you're right. Ella McVay had that offensive board.
12-2 Dowling underway, and now top of the key for three. It's in and out, no good by Kayla Pitts for Ankeny. Bodies hit the floor, and the ball will be out of bounds. Good hustle that time by Ellie Mashoff. She battled in there with a couple of Maroons, including Gaber, and got the ball to go off a Dowling player. So it'll be Ankeny basketball out of bounds. Half the Ankeny team was headed the other way, and Mashoff kept the possession alive for the Hawkettes. No. Now the inbounds pass, stolen away by McVay again. As she stepped in front of Calissa Wright, down court is Gaber with the left-handed shot. Good. Grace Gaber, and Dowling now up 12 over the Hawkettes.
Rough start for the Hawkettes in terms of shooting. They've had a couple go in and out, and boy, I tell you, Maroons look sharp so far tonight, don't they?
Yes, they do. Harrington dribbling baseline and loses it out of bounds. They say it was knocked out by a Dowling Maroon. As into the Hawkette lineup will be our first sub, Isabel Vosick. Vosick, a senior checking in, a six-foot senior, leads the team with six blocks coming off the bench and averaging 3.5 points, three rebounds. So Vosick into the lineup, replacing Calissa Wright. Ankeny with the ball and a shot blocked in the lane. Jenna Pitts tried to hit it, and it's stolen away by Dowling. A layup is no good by Clark. Did the underhand scoop shot, missed it. Rebound comes out to Ankeny. Down court is Pitts, gets it in the corner. For a corner three, it's up off the back iron, no good by Kayla Pitts, and a loose ball foul on Ankeny.
Looks like 35, Vosick.
Yeah, who just checked in, so that'll be the first foul on Ankeny tonight. Two team fouls in Dowling, one on Ankeny. 4.5 minutes remaining. First quarter, Dowling 14, Ankeny 2. Here on Iowa Catholic Radio, game one of our girls and boys contest. Boys game has a top 10 matchup, the Ankeny Hawks and Dowling. And now Clark has the ball poked away. Nice job that time by Jenna Pitts. Ankeny in transition, a shot up no good by Harrington. And she gets her own rebound, leaves it for Pitts for three. It's no good. That was Kayla Pitts, rebound Dowling. Here's Clark leading the three-on-two fast break. In the corner goes to Gaber for three right wing. It's short. And rebound slapped around. Bodies hit the floor, and we've got a tie-up. And all possession will favor Ankeny. So good hustle that time by the Hawkettes. Substitutions now for Dowling. Checking in will be Julia Moore, number 21, a 5'4 freshman, averaging 2 points, just under 2.5 rebounds. Also in there, Meg Simplot for Dowling for the first time, a 5'7 senior, averaging 3 points and just under 3 rebounds. And a third player checking in, Nye Tong, will replace Lexi Bowles. So three players checking in. Brianna Rodriguez in there also for Dowling, number 13, a 5'7 senior, averaging 3 points. So wholesale substitutions for the Maroons there. Clark will stay in. Now Ankeny the other way, a three-pointer by Harrington is no good. Rebound Clark. Caitlin down court, in the lane, shot the glass, good. She might have went through some contact, Steve, but she got the ball to fall.
She was going downhill, and she stayed aggressive. There's not much the Hawkettes can do to defend Caitlin when she gets ahead of steam like that.
14-point lead for Dowling at 16-2. Clark with 12 of Dowling's 16 points. 3:15 remaining, first quarter. Hawkettes with the basketball. This is Jenna Pitts, right wing. They swing it top of the key to her sister, Kayla. Works the left side, down the lane, shot blocked. Blocked by Rodriguez, but the putback up and good by Isabel Vosick. Vosick with her first basket. Second field goal for Ankeny here in this quarter. 2:50 remaining in the first quarter. Dowling 16. Ankeny 4 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Maroons with it. They skip it over to Brianna Rodriguez. Now they work the right side to Moore. Now to the Clark in the baseline. Right side. Set back. Pull-up jumper good from 15 feet. Caitlin Clark on the right side has 14 points.
Yeah, Hawkettes went into a zone defense. They were having trouble guarding the Maroons man for man. And with a little bit of ball movement, a little bit of spacing, the Maroons got a wide-open 15-footer.
Dowling 18. Ankeny 4. And we've got a
Caitlin Clark
whistle and a foul on Caitlin Clark. That'll be her first.
They ran a little double screen there, and Caitlin basically just ran through it.
Well, you know, good coaches, and you're one of those, Steve. They always say fight through a screen. One's listening right now, Mr. Coach Birdwell, who helped me on Saturday night during the boys' game. Always fight through a screen, but fight enough not to get a foul called, correct? Is that what you guys are both trying to tell me?
It looked like that time she just ran right through her. knocked her about 5 feet backwards.
Three-pointer no good by the Hawkettes right in front of us by Pitts, but offensive rebound Ankeny. Good hustle that time by Vosek. Kept the possession alive, and they put it up again. It's no good. Rebound Dowling and Nye Tong. Here's the other way. Dowling with the ball. Anke drops back to, looks like zone. Simplot inside the Tong. And up and under move is good. Nye Tong with a nice move in the lane.
Beautiful move.
On the left block. Inside pivot. Squared shoulders to the basket and scored. 20-4, Dowling by 16. This is their largest lead of the first half. Long three coming. No good by Kayla Pitts. Rebound Rodriguez and Dowling.
Just a poor shooting game so far for the Hawkettes. They've gotten some looks.
McVay back into the lineup now. She replaced Caitlin Clark at that last buzzer. Two more to Rodriguez. Left side it goes to Simplot. So it's four guards and Nye Tong in the post. And now the ball loose. Simplot couldn't handle the pass. And it's knocked out of bounds. And they say it went off of Ankeny. It'll be Dowling possession as the Hawkettes will send in for the first time Sydney Truman, 5'7 senior, checks in number 10. She'll replace Jenna Pitts, the freshman. And Ellie Mashoff checks out for Ankeny. And she's replaced by Calissa Wright, who returns to the line. McVay on the baseline. Lisa for Simplot for three. Good. Meg Simplot. Another Tamia and Sons three-pointer, this time from the left wing. Her first 3 points tonight. And Dowling's lead is 19.
Excellent dribble penetration there by McVay.
Yeah. 23-4 over Ankeny. 40 seconds remaining in the first quarter from the Dowling gym. Ankeny with the ball. With it is Sydney Truman. Truman, as we mentioned, a 5'7 senior for head coach Drew McAnally in his fourth year here at Ankeny. Right side it goes in the baseline. Driving baseline, Harrington. She's cut off by Tong. Long three coming. It's short. McVay with the rebound, and Dowling will have the final shot. Possession arrow favors the Maroons. Here's Moore. Dribbling baseline cut off. Back to McVay. And let's see if Dowling gets to a set offense here. Launching it from the corner. Three. It's up. Good with the left hand. And that is Julia Moore. Another Tamia and Sons three-pointer. And the shot at the buzzer is no good. And Dowling enjoying its largest lead at the end of the first quarter. It's Dowling 26. Ankeny 4, along with Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadale. And we're live from the Dowling gym tonight. It's Dowling leading Ankeny 26-4 at the end of one quarter. Back with more girls action after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And we're back here at the Dowling gym, underway here in the second quarter. Dowling with the first possession of the second quarter. Maroons lead it 26-4 now. In the lane, shot with the left hand by Grace Gabriel. It's no good, but she drew the foul. We'll go to the free throw line. Foul will be on Ankeny's Calissa Wright. That'll be her first. Team foul number two on the Hawkettes. Dowling with three team fouls here in the first half, and Gaber to the line. Grace tonight, one field goal, a two-pointer. First free throw is no good. Want to thank Ashworth Vision Clinic, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, and Kemen for supporting our broadcast all season long of Dowling Catholic Sports here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Our thanks to Jimmy Olson, our studio producer tonight. As the second free throw is good, great by Grace Gaber. Gaber with 3 points. And the Maroons lead 27-4. Dowling with its largest lead of 23 points right now over the Hawkettes. And now Clark back in, and she has a steal. Stepped right in front of Kayla Pitts in the lane. She goes, shot off the glass, good. Caitlin Clark with her 16th point. It's 29-4, Dowling. Wins by 25.
Could be a short night for Caitlin in terms of minutes at this pace. Okay. Ankeny Hawkettes just don't appear to be very confident at all on the road here against a really, really tough Maroon team.
Yeah, Caitlin coming in averaging 34 points, 8.5 rebounds, and we're going to see a lot of potential reserves playing this contest as we got a whistle and a foul on Dowling's Lexi Bowl. That's her first foul, team foul number 4 on the Maroons. So that's 2 fouls in the post for the Maroons. Bowles has one, and the other one by Nai Tong, who's on the bench right now for Dowling. So it's Clark, Bowles, Gaber, along with Gipple, and the freshman Julia Moore, the 5 on the floor for Dowling. Kayla Pitts inbounds the ball for Ankeny. Gets it in top of the key to Harrington. Now back to Pitts. They work the right side. Now they swing it to the left side. Kayla to her freshman sister Jenna on the left side. She leaves it for Ellie Mashoff. Now they get it over to Harrington. Dribbles in the lane. Spins out of it. They work it inside. And now inside the post, Bowles guarding Kalissa Wright. And Wright won't have anything to do with that. And they kick it out. So Coach McAnally for Ankeny calls out a different play. They'll set up again. Dowling staying man-to-man with 6.5 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. Reminder, at halftime, we'll have Coach Michael Connor, the Dowling boys basketball coach, talking about his top 10 matchup with the Ankeny Hawks. That's a rematch from earlier this season. Maroons winning at Ankeny back in December. Now they're going to call traveling on Mashoff. Good defense by the Maroons for almost a little over a minute there, Steve. Ankeny running their offense, and Maroons hung tough.
Yeah, Ankeny Hawkettes on the road when they were at their home gym before Christmas were a little bit more assertive and a little bit more north-south. They seem to be content to kind of go side to side here against the Maroons.
Well, what a stretch they ran into. Besides facing fourth ranked Dowling, they took on number 2 Southeast Polk after that, number 9 Urbandale, and number 11 Ames. And now a 3-pointer up and good by Caitlin Clark, another Tumian Sons 3-pointer. 19 points now for Clark, and the Dowling lead is now 32-4 over the Hawks, a 28 point Dowling lead. And now Clark with another steal on the reverse pass. Caitlin going all the way down for an uncontested layup. It's good. 21 points now for Clark. And the Maroons now with a 30-point lead over the Hawkettes. But you're right. That first matchup, it was a pretty competitive game. Dowling winning 76-52, but it was competitive until it got away from Ankeny. I believe it was in the third quarter, Steve.
Yep, on the road is always different, as you know, we see that all the time with different teams, different sports. It's just not the same as being in your comfortable home surroundings. But so far tonight, the Maroons are on point, and they're just shooting, I don't know, probably 60%. They've gotten some layups.
Well, and they're playing tremendous defense. They've only given up 4 points, and not like Ankeny's not been trying. Here's another steal. Dowling down court, Clark with it in the corner for Moore. Corner 3, no good from the right side. Bowles with a putback up and in. Lexi Bowles with her 4th point tonight. And the Maroons extend their lead to 36-4 over Ankeny, a 32-point lead for the Maroons. So Ankeny the other way. This is Harrington with it on the left side, dribbles baseline, puts up a shot, no good, drew the foul.
Is it going to be on Lexi?
Didn't see who got caught for the reach-in. Huh? Athletic director's going to chew you out a little bit here, Steve.
Yeah, that was on Gipp, 23.
Yeah. So Emma Gipple picks up the foul, her 2nd. Team foul number 5 on Dowling. Free throws coming for Ankeny's Ashley Harrington. First one is no good. Tonight's game on Iowa Catholic Radio brought to you in part by our good friends at Mercy One, R&R Realty Group, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and Catholic Tuition Organization. Mark Emmerdale, Steve DeVinny. Game 1 of our girls and boys doubleheader as Mike Swain will join me for game 2. Jimmy Olson, our studio producer, and David Beltram will be the closer tonight as our studio producer. Harrington hits the 2nd free throw, her 1st point of the night. And Ankeny's 1st point here in the second quarter. It's 36-5 Dowling. Now McVay on the baseline, and she steps on the baseline, out of bounds to Ankeny.
Well, it looks like she was forced out. Yeah, they're going to call a foul.
Oh, they are? Okay. Sydney Truman.
Yep.
Okay. He pointed on the floor, and I thought it was just a violation.
Yeah.
No, it ended up being a foul. So
yeah.
So says Mr. Shane Sobota. And now Gaber underneath. Her shot no good and hits the underside of the backboard on the rebound shot. Out of bounds to Ankeny. Reminder, Dowling's next game, as the Maroons are part of a four-game homestand, Steve. Love
yep.
this. But Friday's games look in jeopardy all over Central Iowa and the state of Iowa with the storm front coming in with rain, snow, ice, sleet. It's supposed to start Thursday at midnight, or Friday morning at midnight, and we may not see any schools open. And if so, I talked with the guy who was kind of chewing you out earlier, Mr. Wilson, and he said game would probably be Saturday, but we will see. So this might be the only game this week if things don't work out, and Saturday turns out to be a bad day. All right, Dowling facing full court pressure by Ankeny. Gaber for three as they break it. It's no good. Weak side rebound, Dowling. Good hustle that time by Meg Simplot, who tracked it down. Simplot gets it to Gipple. Underneath the Nye Tong. Her shot in the lane, no good. Rebound Ankeny, and a foul in the backcourt on Dowling.
Nye Tong will pick up that foul.
And that'll be her second. And 16 foul on the Maroons as Gaber will check out for the Maroons as Rachel Christman checks in for Ankeny, number 15. Checking out will be Ashley Harrington for the Hawkettes. Also in the lineup for Dowling will be Olivia Bailey. Bailey, a 5'11 junior, checking in. Average 1.5 points, 2 rebounds. She replaces Emma Gipple with 2 fouls. Ankeny with the ball. Dowling 36, Ankeny 5, 3:20 remaining. Here in the second quarter from the Dowling gym. Underneath, the turnaround shot good, and that's Kayla Pitts. Pitts with her 4th point.
Good move in there. Little spin move. Reverse pivot by Pitts.
And it's 36-7. Dowling by 29. Here's Bailey with it for Dowling. Maroons run their little dribble weave. Now they get it to McVeigh in the lane. Kicks it in the corner to Rihanna Rodriguez, who checked back in. To Simplot underneath the Nye Tong. A little up and under. Shot with the left hand. Good. Nye Tong a little up and under in her 4th point.
Just like on TV, Mark. That was a good post move there.
Yes, it
her.
Was. 38-7, Dowling. Now Ankeny. Pitts for three in the right side corner. It's no good. Rebound Dowling. There's Simplot dribbling out of traffic. All the way down court. Can't get the shot off. Leaves it for Nye Tong. A power dribble in the lane. Her shot off the glass. Good. Nye Tong with her 6th point. Young lady who will be attending St. Louis next year, yeah. Playing a little basketball down there for the Billikens.
Yeah, created there by an excellent baseline move by Meg Simplot.
40-7, Dowling. And now a near steal by the Maroons, Olivia Bailey, but the ball on the floor, shot no good. And the rebound slapped out of bounds off of Meg Simplot. And it'll be Dowling, or be Ankeny basketball. Dowling by 33, their largest lead of the night over Ankeny. Reminder for the Ankeny Hawks and Hawkettes, they will travel to Johnston on Friday. Johnston girls ranked 3rd in the girls and boys doubleheader. Then they'll make up their game that they were snowed out last Friday as Ankeny and Ankeny Centennial will play at Centennial High School beginning at 5:30 next Monday, and that'll be June 20th. And then they take on Valley the next night. So you're going to have some back-to-back games if you keep getting weathered out. So that's the Hawkette schedule. Johnston on Friday, Centennial on Monday, and Valley on Tuesday. They'll close out the week home against Urbandale. Those are all girls and boys doubleheader. Dowling with the ball, now whistling a foul on Ankeny. And this will be on Mashoff, her first. That'll be the 4th. Team foul on Ankeny with 1:40 remaining in the half. Dowling 40 and Ankeny 7. Maroons inbound the ball as Maddie Wishman in there now, number 5 for the Maroons, a 5'7 junior. Leaves it for Brianna Rodriguez. Down the lane she goes and draws a foul, and two shots coming. Fouls on Ankeny's Isabel Vasek, her 2nd. So Rodriguez to the free throw line, and Brianna, 60, will get 2 here.
I don't want to jinx anybody, Mark, but we haven't been to the free throw line in the bonus situation tonight. Probably the first time all year. Now we got 1:30 to go, so it could happen. But
that's true.
We've been living in the bonus on these girls' games.
Yeah, you're right. We've seen a lot of that. Boys, too. We've had a lot of fouls. I mean,
yeah.
Coach O'Connor's got some his team has got the last 1, 2, 3 games they've had players in foul trouble than the opponent. Urbandale, Hoover, and Even before that, they've had kids in foul trouble. Second free throw good by Rodriguez. So she goes 1-for-2 at the line, has her first point. Dowling 2-of-4 at the line as a team tonight. The Hawkettes are 1-of-2 at the line. Minute 25 remaining. Dowling 41, Ankeny 7 here on Iowa Catholic Radio, along with Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadale. Glad you could join us. Mike O'Connor will join us at halftime. And a three-pointer by Chrisman from the right wing. No good. Rebound Dowling. And Aaron Kleppe, who checked in. Kleppe, the 5'10 senior, transferred in from the Maroons from Eastern Iowa. Dowling the other way. Now a steal by Pitts. Her shot up and no good. Rebounded by her teammate, and that was a mash-off. A corner three up and no good by Chrisman. Rebound Dowling. With 55 seconds remaining, the Maroons in the front court with Simplot. She feeds the cutter Wishman and loses the ball out of bounds. It'll be Ankeny basketball.
Good idea there by Wishman. Trying to find Kleppe in the paint. Just led her a little bit too much as the ball sailed out of bounds.
Of course, our three-point supporter all year long is Tamia & Sons, 1501 Southeast 1st Street, just south of Principal Park in downtown Des Moines, 515-282-7976. Somebody's got to call in for breaded ravioli, cheese sticks, spaghetti, cavatelli, pasticcina. And we hope they do soon. DeVinny's starving.
Hey, do they have a delivery service they could bring over here to the court side?
I haven't talked to Mario about that. By the way, say hi to Mario, Joe Jr., and Louie. Let them know you heard the game on Iowa Catholic Radio when you go in for dinner tonight. Tamia & Sons open.
I spoke too soon. Simplot with the foul.
Yes, you did.
And the Hawkettes are in the bonus.
I'm just going to catch you on that. It's like, my goodness. That's Meg's first foul, team foul number 7 on Dowling, and free throws coming. Calissa right at the line makes the first of two. Second one coming. Wright is averaging 7 points, a 62% free throw shooter for Ankeny. Second one no good. Rebound Dowling and Aaron Kleppe. 20 seconds remaining. Dowling 41, Ankeny 8 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. The boys game to follow. We'll have that on Iowa Catholic Radio later on tonight. A little back cut. A nice give and go. Layup is no good by Kleppe. And she got a nice feed that time from Maddie Wishman, but couldn't convert.
Yep. Unfortunate. She had a good open look, and she was a little bit too strong with it, but smiling over here at the bench as if to say, sorry, guys.
I think most of the starters are out for Dowling, so the ones that are on the bench are clapping for their teammates, and a basket at the horn is good by Chrisman. And we go to halftime with Dowling leading Ankeny 41-10 here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Mark Emmerdale, Steve DeVinny, and Steve, what a first half it was for the Maroons.
As we anticipated a little bit in the pregame, we thought maybe the Maroons would have a decided advantage, but boy, they came out aggressive defensively and they were shooting lights out. I suppose the Maroons are up around 60% there in the first half. So
yeah, they're got to be close.
A little bit of a one-sided affair here so far.
No question about it. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with our halftime guest, Michael Connor, the Dowling boys basketball coach. Preview his game with Ankeny later on. Right now at halftime, the girls game. Dowling 41, Ankeny 10, along with Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadale. Back in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
Welcome back to the Dowling Gym here at halftime of the girls' contest. Dowling girls leading Ames 41-10. Joined down by Michael Connor, the Dowling boys basketball coach and OC. Thanks for joining us. I know things didn't work out last weekend. You missed out on the trip back home. As Mr. DeVinny said, the parade didn't happen for you and Nick Wagner is going back and showing the Dowling boys about Dubuque. Snowed out, but you got a game in Saturday night, and it kept you kind of in rhythm. You're not playing back-to-back nights like some schools are. Welcome, and best luck tonight against Ankeny for the second time through.
Thanks, Mark. Good to be back. And just thankful we got a game in this weekend. Yeah, it was disappointing we weren't able to make the trip up to Dubuque, but nonetheless, we got a game in on Saturday night. Allowed us to stay a little bit in a routine, so that was good.
Is that going to be made up? We're not talking about the game. We're talking about the parade. Are they making that up there in Dubuque?
Or? Yeah, I'm sure they'll pick a town when everybody's gone. Time when everybody's gone.
See? I told you, Z.
Listen.
Like when the fish flies come in.
Yeah.
And it's really bad downtown, that's probably when they'll have the parade.
The fish flies by the river.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, that's awesome. OC, it's hard to believe. I know you haven't played Ames yet in your division of the CIML, but playing a team the second time, and that's the Ankeny Hawks. You were very successful up there. You beat them 64-54 back before the Christmas break. But it's hard to believe we're almost to the halfway point of the season. And here we go, the final swing, and you're taking on teams for the second time, so you know you're at that point. And this Ankeny team's a little bit different. Braxton Bayless is now eligible, and he can play, averaging 21.5 points, 7 rebounds, and I think leads the team in assists, too, with 3. And he's part of this Ankeny lineup. You didn't see him the first meeting. And he could be that difference maker and make this real interesting tonight for you guys.
Oh, it certainly will be interesting tonight. It was interesting last time we played.
Yep.
He didn't play, and it was interesting last year the two times we played when he was there. So he's a really good player. So is Smith. So is Cum. Otten's playing really well. They've gotten some nice contributions from McManus as well. So whether or not Braxton played, it was going to be a tough game tonight. But with him playing, it's going to be super tough. He's a very, very good player and probably one of the better players in our area.
One thing I know you control, and that's what your kids do, especially defensively. One of the top defensive teams. You look at some of the numbers you're throwing out in some of the in some of these last few games, Mike, just giving up 30 points to Urbandale last Saturday night, giving up 27 to Hoover, and beating Centennial, who was a top 10 team, giving up 55 coming out of the Christmas break. Your team's playing very well defensively. I know you and the coaching staff got to be very pleased with these young men.
Yeah, we are. Got to keep growing. We seem to have some stretches in each game where we let down either in transition or our coverages and rotations, and we've got to eliminate those things as we go here. Tonight's challenge will be as good as we've had. I mean, their three guards are so aggressive, and they get downhill, and we're really going to have to work to keep them in front of us tonight and force them to shoot jump shots.
The scouting report, I guess, like you said about their guards, it's a contrast in styles because you guys have a lot of length, real tall team. I think their tallest kid that they play is 6'2", 6'3", but you mentioned the guards, and you probably understated that a little bit, but those guards are absolutely jets, all of them, and what's your approach, or what do you try to do to stop that?
Well, number one, you got to take care of the ball. So you're able to get back and set your defense. When they play against a defense that's not set, they shred you. And even sometimes when you do have a chance to get back and get set, they shred you. But you got to take care of it. And then we got to get back. And in transition, we really got to load the basketball so they don't have driving lanes. If we can get in a half-court set, we're really going to try to pack the gaps here and keep them in front. And most every game we play, our goal is don't let them get anything easy at the rim. Don't put them on the foul line. Make them make jump shots to beat you. And fortunately, to this point, we've been pretty successful with that. But these guys are going to challenge us just like they did when we were up there. I mean, we fouled a lot late in the game and kind of let them back into it and weren't able to finish. It's going to be a tremendous challenge tonight.
And they're not a great perimeter shooting team, is that right?
They're not a great perimeter shooting team, but they have an ability to get really hot.
Okay.
And if they get really hot, they just can score in bunches. You know, they might come out in the first quarter and hit 3 and then go quiet for a quarter. But then the third quarter they can come out or vice versa. So they're a little streaky, but they all three of those guys are big-time capable scorers.
Visit with Michael Connor, the Dowling boys basketball coach, before his game tonight in game 2 of our doubleheader, Dowling and Ankeny here at the Dowling Gym. And as Steve mentioned, we talked about this before you got here, Mike, your ability to get teams in foul trouble. And I guess looking back the last Ankeny game, Manis fouled out in the fourth quarter, and Mamuya, who was a starter then coming off the bench tonight, fouled out in the fourth quarter. And you got their center Otten to foul out early in the fourth quarter. So your ability to make teams really play defense on you and work your offense as a team has really paid off. And you've gotten teams in foul trouble the other night at Urbandale and last week, week ago tonight at Hoover. You guys have that ability by what you do within your offense because everybody shares the basketball.
Well, it's great that you notice that because that's something that we've talked about is with our aggressiveness and kind of some of the things we're doing schematically, it puts the pressure on the defense and it gives our guys some chances to get downhill and drive. And we feel like when you put our guys in that situation often, I mean, Matt Stillwell is pretty hard to guard. He's so shifty, and Omaha's the same way, and Riedel, and Joe Stracco's really good at it. So hopefully we can continue with that. That certainly bodes well for us when we can take other teams out of their rhythm and take them out of their normal playing time. But we've seen a lot of zone lately, and I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see some more of that here.
Well, you'll be ready for it. I know you and the coaching staff do a good job with practice, and you take advantage of it. And OC, looking forward. Obviously, we're going to play tonight, but the next time you play, to be announced, with the weather coming in again, and now even Saturday looking iffy because Ames has to come down. It's not like they can just get on I-35 and ice skate all the way down here. You might be an extended time before you play again after tonight.
Yeah, that certainly could be. We'll just worry about tonight and see where the weather takes us from there. It's winter in Iowa.
Yes, it is.
Almost deja vu of last year where it was really nice through about the first week of January, and then things took a turn for the worst.
Yeah. Is John O.C. staying up in Dubuque? He won't be down tonight?
He won't be down tonight. There's a little chance of some ice tonight. He's got a meeting tomorrow, so he's going to stay home.
iHeartRadio, he's got ammo.
He can turn too.
Ammo's a Hall of Famer. You know, we know that.
Ammo.
Now, there's the guy that got the All-Dubuque Award. I remember a few years ago sitting here talking to your dad. Do they have an annual celebration after that? You guys have a yearly get-together?
I think they stopped giving the award after that. There was nowhere to go but down after that, so I think they stopped. No, they do that every year in January. And
hey, Mark, you,
Champions Dinner,
you had it all wrong. His dad got the key to the city. OC didn't get it.
So if he's got it, he certainly won't give it to me.
And that's why the parade was canceled Saturday. Makes sense.
Still living in that shadow.
Yep.
OC, thanks for joining us. Hopefully we'll have a great crowd here tonight. I know, looking forward to a matchup, top 10 matchup, Dowling and Ankeny. And I know you and Coach Carlson will coach your kids up as you normally do.
Well, appreciate it. Looking forward to it, guys.
Right. Good luck, OC.
Thanks,
OC. Michael Connor, the Dowling boys basketball coach. Want to thank him for joining us here at halftime. We'll take a break. Come back with the start of the girls' second half. Dowling girls leading 41-10 at halftime. And we'll be back for the second half in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
Hey, welcome back to the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadil alongside Steve DeVinny as we are in the middle of the third quarter here. Dowling leading 43-10 over Ankeny. The Maroons got a basket as they start the second half by Nye Tong underneath as both teams trade shooting baskets. Dowling shooting at the north basket. Three-pointer top of the key by the Maroons, who have the ball now. It's good by Caitlin Clark, another To Be In Sons three-pointer. And Caitlin now with 24 points to lead Dowling.
I don't know if Caitlin's missed from beyond the arc. I mean, she's just been lights out so far.
She had 21 points at halftime and has contributed to that as the Maroons force two turnovers by Ankeny, making the third one on the first three Ankeny possessions. Three straight turnovers the Dowling defense forces.
Coach McAnally just decides to sit down and grab a little swig of water. It's just been one of those nights for his squad so far.
Yeah, they've been battling injuries, too, and health. Holly Trimble, who started the last time Dowling played Ankeny, out the rest of the year. She has those bone chips in both heels, and we wish her well in her recovery. She's a senior who ended her season. McVeigh for three, good, as Dowling with the ball down court. Ella with her first 3 points of the night. That's a Tumian Sons three-pointer. Dowling extends its lead to 49-10.
Really an improved skill for her this year, Ella. She didn't shoot very often from beyond the arc last year, and when she did, she certainly didn't make very many, but she's been on fire lately from back there.
Now Dowling with the ball on the Ankeny turnover in transition. Gaber for three, and it's good. Oh, it's raining Tumian Sons three-pointers tonight. Grace Gaber shoots and scores another three. She's got 6 points tonight, 52-10, Dowling with its largest lead. And now we got the continuous clock going, Steve, with Dowling up to an over 42-point lead.
Yeah, good point. I have kind of forgotten about that rule. We haven't seen a game like that for a while. But
for a while. The Valley game was the last one we saw, and that was early in the season as they got above Valley. Clark for three. And it's no good. Ball slapped around into the hands of Harrington. Ankeny the other way. Down court to Pitts, and she threw it away. Six straight turnovers to start the second half for Ankeny, and the Maroons lead at 52-10. The clock continues to run, even though the ball's out of bounds, as we're under the five-minute mark. Dowling jumped out to a 26-4 lead at the end of one quarter play and outscored Ankeny 15-6 in that second quarter to lead 41-10 at halftime. And Dowling now with an 11-0 run to start the third quarter. Maroons had the basketball, and they travel with it.
Drug her pivot foot, did Grace Gaber.
Both teams 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Yes, she did. Gaber drug her pivot foot. Turnover back over to the Ankeny Hawkettes. As they dribble baseline, Calissa Wright with it. Gets it out top to Jenna Pitts. Ball nearly stolen away by Clark. Pitts down the right side. Leaves it for Truman. She'll pull up jumper. Good right elbow. Sydney Truman with her first 2 points. And it's 52-12, Dowling. Runs by 40 and enjoying the continuous clock. And now McVeigh for three, and it's good. A catch and shoot from McVeigh off the Ankeny press. And Ella with another Tumian Sons three-pointer, her sixth point tonight, Steve.
Looks like the Golden State Warriors. Why drive in there and shoot a layup when you can get a three?
And that's off a press.
Yeah.
Maroons did a great job breaking the press. They had the diagonal pass, and McVeigh caught, turned, and shot and made it. Now whistling a foul on Clark, and Caitlin with her second foul. And even though it's a game that's getting out of hand, Caitlin, very competitive, not quite agreeing as she normally does. Now free throws coming for Pitts, and this is the older sister, Kayla Pitts, with her fifth point of the night, come in averaging 17 and now has 5. For the Hawkettes.
Starters have taken a seat here temporarily.
I see that. McVeigh, Gipple, Gaber, Clark, and Tong all sit down. 5 new players in for Dowling. We'll catch up here in a moment. Pitts' second free throw good. She has 6 points. 55-14. Dowling, 3:40 remaining here in the third quarter. As Julia Moore in the ball game, also in there is Meg Simplot. Now a corner three, up and good by Allie Anderson. Anderson with her first three of the season, Steve DeVinny.
Ninth grader shot it with her feet set in rhythm.
Tumian Sons three-pointer. Don't forget Tumian Sons, 1501 Southeast First, 515-282-7976. Call ahead or go online at TumianSons.net. for dinner or appetizers tonight. Whistling a foul on Dowling. Julia Moore picks up the foul as Ankeny with the basketball. And let's see, Brianna Rodriguez in there also for Dowling, and Lexi Bowles are the other two that I failed to mention on that
three-pointer. It was a hockey line change there.
Yeah, on that three-pointer by Allie Anderson. 5'4 freshman, first one of her career. Ankeny inbounds the ball. Knocked away a little bit by Allie Anderson, but retrieved by Ankeny, and Chrisman retrieves it. Hawks get in the corner. Now a skip pass to Harrington. Dribbles baseline. Cut off nicely by Rodriguez. Now Crispin with it. Lobs it inside. It's stolen away. Then stolen back by Ankeny. Pitts with the shot. Up and good. That's Kayla Pitts with her 8th point.
Leading scorer. She's halfway to her season average.
Yes, she is. And it's 57-16 Dowling. 2:20 remaining in the third quarter. Boys game to follow on Iowa Catholic Radio. In the lane, a shot with the left hand. No good by Moore. And she'll go to the free throw line for 2. Foul on Ankeny. And this will be on number 35, Isabel Vosick. So Bosick with her third foul, team foul number one on the Hawkettes here in the third quarter. Free throws coming for another freshman, Julia Moore for Dowling, who already has a three-pointer tonight. First one up and good, or no good. Nice game on Iowa Catholic Radio, brought to you in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Kemen, Dental Associates, and Construction Professionals. Mark Amadale, Steve DeVinny tonight from the Dowling Gym for game one of our girls and boys doubleheader. This might be the only game this week, the way the weather looks. Second free throw is good by Moore. She now has 4 points.
We're going to hope you're wrong about that.
I hope I'm wrong, too. It's just doom, gloom, and doom.
We'd like to be over here in the gym on Friday.
Yeah, we would, even if they do it on Saturday. But Saturday doesn't look good either with high winds and cold temperatures and Ames not being able to get down here. That could be a big factor. Now a turnover. Anken with the ball, loses it. And Anken Dowling down court. Anderson shot no good. Ball loose on the floor, and the Hawkettes retrieve it. Truman comes up with it for the Hawkettes.
Nice move by Allie Anderson. Just couldn't quite get the shot to fall.
There's Pitts for three. It's no good. Dowling with the rebound. Allie Anderson, her coming out party tonight. How about that? Outlet pass, gets it inside. A power dribble. Shot no good by Simplot. A foul on Ankeny.
Looks like that's going to be Vosick's fourth foul.
It is. Yep. Isabel Vosick leads the team with 6 blocks, 6 foot senior. Picked up foul number 4, and free throws coming for Dowling's Meg Simplot. First one up and good. Simplot with 4 points. As Bowles will check out of the lineup, and checking in for Dowling will be number 33, Aaron Kleppe. Kleppe, a 5'10 senior. Second free throw good by Simplot. She now has 5 points.
What you have to admire about kids like Kleppe, stayed with the program for 4 years, didn't get a lot of playing time, but
she's transferred.
Undoubtedly. Oh, I'm sorry.
She transferred
that's right.
Cedar Rapids.
Undoubtedly a great teammate, too.
All right, here's a steal by Dowling. And the Maroons now in the front court, and we got a whistle and a foul on Dowling's.
Wait a second. They called that on number 10. For
Ankeny, yeah.
Yeah, Crispin.
Sydney Truman picks up a foul. It's her second. Three team fouls on Ankeny. One, or two on Dowling. Game clock continues to run. Dowling will throw it in, and now we've got over and back on the Maroons. Called on Anderson. 60-16 is our score. The Maroons with the lead. Final 45 seconds of the third quarter. Don't forget, boys game to follow here on Iowa Catholic Radio. That is a top 10 matchup and another rematch. And now a pass by Pitts, knocked out of bounds by Rodriguez. She got her hand in the passing lane and knocked it away. Again, our officials tonight, TJ Augustine, Shane Sabota, and Adam Westervold. You got high-fived by an official tonight. Or a fist bumped, I'm sorry, fist bumped. Yeah, how about that, Steve, before the game?
I don't know if he's trying to buy
sportsmanship.
He's maybe trying to buy some calls on the radio.
Well, it was Sabobita, and now we got an offensive foul on Dowling. There's Moore with the steal, but nice job by Ankeny drawing the charge, and they'll wipe off the basket. That'll be the final play of the third quarter. Dowling 60 and Ankeny 16 as we go to the fourth quarter, along with Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadale. Back in 1 minute with the start of the fourth quarter from the Dowling Gym here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you to Tamia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tamia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tamia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tamia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tamia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers, 515-282-7976, tamiaandsons.net.
This is Dr. David Anders, host of Called to Communion.
Catholic Radio is the best tool we have for evangelization in the church today. I believe your support of your Catholic radio station can make an eternal difference in the life of an individual, a family, and in society. So support Catholic Radio.
Would you consider a $30 a month donation? Your support keeps Iowa Catholic Radio on the air, connecting people to Christ.
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym alongside Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadale underway in the fourth quarter. Dowling with the ball, and underneath Aaron Kleppe, the young lady who transferred to Dowling from Cedar Rapids, shoots and scores with the left hand, and Maroons out to a 62 to 16 lead over the Ankeny Hawkettes in this girls' contest with underway here in the fourth quarter. How about that, Mr. Devaney?
Aaron Kleppe,
yes,
appears to be a team favorite. Kids went crazy when she just scored that layup.
Lady who moved here. And now underneath, a leaner by Clark is up and good as Dowling now has four of their five starters back in just for a brief period. And Clark comes in and hits the shot. It's good.
Who was that foul on? Number 11.
14, they put it up
on
the board.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Number 14, that's
You're
Melissa
right.
Wright, her
You're
second.
Right. You're right.
And the free throw by Clark, good. So 27 points now for Caitlin Clark.
That was explosive by Clark.
And the Maroons lead it 65-16. Continuous clock here in the second half. And a pass stolen away by Clark, but stolen right back by Kayla Pitts. Gets it down court to her sister, Jenna. Ankeny in the corner. Underneath, a shot blocked by Kleppe. That was Harrington with the shot on the baseline. Kleppe with the block. Clark in transition for three. It's off the back iron, no good. Tipped out of bounds by Kleppe. Out of bounds to Ankeny. And what a flurry that was.
This clock is running.
Yes, it is, Steve.
I think all but a couple of the Maroon players have appeared in this game, so
just
maybe they'll get...
Just past 7 o'clock, and now a three-pointer up and good by Ankeny. And that is Calissa Wright with the three-pointer. That is her fourth point of the night. 65-19, Dowling. Down the lane, shot off the glass, no good by Emma Gipple. And a ball out of bounds. They say it went off of Dowling, so it'll be Ankeny basketball.
Yeah, I didn't see that either. I think maybe it was the Maroons ball, but that was the first three-pointer of the game for the Hawkettes. The Maroons, I believe, have 10 threes. Tonight,
I'd have to do some calculating here.
Yep.
I do know this. Ankeny is 4 out of 6 at the free throw line through three quarters. Dowling, 5 out of 8 at the free throw line through three quarters.
Similar.
You're keeping score tonight. I didn't realize that. And underneath, Clark draws the foul on the pass. And she did behind the back pass right into Kleppe. And a foul on Mashoff, her second.
Team fifth.
I believe it's team number 5. That's what's on the board. Maroons inbound the ball. They get it into Gaber. Dribbles baseline against Pitts. Kayla cuts her off. Now Gaber with the left hand. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound, and we got a whistle and a foul on Pitts. That'll be Kayla's first.
Number 5, Kayla Pitts.
Her first foul, 16 foul on Ankeny. We got a timeout on the floor, and Coach Meyer wants to pull all her starters out. This will be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Alongside Steve Devaney, Mark Amadale with 5:27 remaining here in the fourth quarter on the continuous clock. Dowling girls way out in front of Ankeny, 65-19. The Ankeny girls will travel to Johnson this Friday, weather permitting. And they take on the third-ranked Dragons in a girls and boys doubleheader on Friday night. And the next Monday, Ankeny girls travel across town to number 10 Centennial. That game and doubleheader will start at 5:30. That's a makeup game from last Friday. That's Monday, January 20th. Ankeny at Ankeny Centennial, 5:30 doubleheader. Then they'll take on Valley on Tuesday, next Tuesday, January 21st. For Dowling, they're home against Ames this Friday, weather permitting. And then next week they have number 6 Waukee and number 3 Johnston. Tuesday, Friday next week on Iowa Catholic Radio, Steve.
Can't wait.
That'll be awesome. Dowling with the ball in the inbounds play. Simplot dribbles down the lane, and she's called for the double dribble. Out of bounds to Ankeny with 5:10 remaining on the continuous clock here in the fourth quarter.
Boys game's going to get started a little early tonight.
Just a bit early, yeah. And this is radio only tonight. There's no TV. CISN.TV is not televising the game. Usually our good friend Andy Pollock and company are up behind us on the balcony, but not tonight. It's just radio only. So
Mr. OC from Dubuque is going to be stuck with the radio.
He's got to put up with me, and so do the rest. Right now, the Caitlin Clark's relatives down in Warren County, Carol and Carol, got to put up with you and I during the girls' game. Both teams now with their subs intact. Dowling with Meg Simplot in there. Nai Tong returns to the lineup. Also in there for Dowling, number 21, Julia Moore. Now we got a whistle and a foul on Julia Moore, her third. For Dowling, excuse me, Steve. And
must have been after the shot.
Mentioned Meg Simplot, Nai Tong. Who am I missing? Brianna Rodriguez is the fifth Dowling Maroon. And Ankeny will throw the ball in. Third foul on Moore. 14th foul on Dowling. 6 on the Hawkettes. And now pull-up jumper left elbow no good by Jenna Pitts. Rebound Dowling and Nai Tong. Maroons with the ball. Here's Allie Anderson with it in the front court. Leaves it for Moore to Tong. Tong down the lane. Scoop shot with the right hand. Good! Nice. How about Nye Tong tonight with 10 points?
Have a game, Nye. Yep.
Might be the first or second time this year she's been in double figures. We got a timeout called by Drew McAnally.
30-second timeout for substitutions, really, basically. Five
and,
new players.
And you're going to turn this into a full? Let's see. Nope, 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. 3:45 remaining. Fourth quarter, Dowling 67, Ankeny 19, here in Iowa Catholic Radio. Our thanks to Kemen, Dental Associates, Construction Professionals, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. My thanks also to my broadcast partners for enduring me all season long, Steve DeVinny, Mike Swain, last Saturday, Gary Birdwell. And we want to thank all of them for enduring me. And, Steve, I know your lovely wife has honeydew chores for you since all your kids are gone, so you've got to maintain the DeVinny estate there.
Nice for me to be over here at the gym is what it's nice.
Yeah, I'm taking
no,
away from
no honeydews over when I'm here.
Exactly. Well, you're going to be out of here early tonight, I can tell you that. All right, we're underway. 67-19, Dowling over Ankeny in this girls' contest. Continuous clock, 3 minutes 40 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. So if you're coming to the boys' game, it's going to start a little bit earlier, folks. So probably about 15 minutes earlier than normal. On the baseline, Pitts with it as it knocked out of bounds by Nye Tong.
Clock keeps running.
Yes, it does. The only time it stops is for free throws or a timeout.
Yep.
Inbound the ball is Sydney Truman for Ankeny. They get it underneath and a foul called.
Looks that
Catherine Hermsom got the inbounds pass. She was fouled on the shot. And Rodriguez picks up the foul, her first, and two free throws coming for
Team's
Hermsom. Catherine, a 5'7 senior, one of eight seniors on this Ankeny squad of head coach Drew McAnally. First free throw, no good. Nice game brought to you in part by Mercy One, R&R Realty Group, Catholic Tuition Organization, and Two Rivers Glass and Door. Second free throw coming by Hermsom. It's her first free throws of the year. And the second one hits the top of the back iron, goes in the air, and falls through. So she has her first point of the first free throw of the season. 67-20, Dowling. Runs with it in the front court. Nye Tong comes off, gets the pass to Anderson. Her shot in the lane, no good. Tong with the rebound. Her putback up and good. The basket will count. And a foul on Ankeny. And this one will be called on Nicole Dacus. And Tong with her 12th point tonight there, Steve DeVinny. And that is her leading point total of the season, I believe.
Yep, good for her. And a free throw to come here to follow.
And an and one, that's good. 13 points for Nye, and she'll check out for the final time tonight.
Her work is done.
13 points for Nye, came in averaging 3.5 points, 5 rebounds, and she was just 5 of 16 from the free throw line. Well, she's 6 of 16 at the free throw line with that made basket. 70-20, Dowling by 50. And now Ankeny with the basketball. Hawkett's with it. Paige Ryburn, who just checked in at that last dead ball in for Ankeny, has the ball in the lane. Double team. And gets to her teammate, Sydney Truman, on the right block. Can't get the shot off. Good defense that time by Julia Friedrich, for Dowling. Now the Maroons force a turnover. They get it down court. This is Lauren Frericks. She's cut off. Now they swing it to the left side. Corner three by Olivia Bailey is no good. And the rebound, Ankeny and Rachel Christman with 2:15 remaining in the game. Dowling 70, Ankeny 20. Hawkett's in the front court, Christman with it. Swings it left side to Truman. In the lane, it goes to Hermsom, and she's cut off. Now they swing it out again, a three-pointer up and good. That is Rachel Christman with her first three-pointer of the night. She now has 5 points. It's 70-23, Dowling over Ankeny. Maroons in the front court. And now with the basketball is Julia Friedrich, and she drew the foul. Foul will be on Ankeny's Nicole Dacus. That'll be her second.
Put him in the bonus, Mark.
Dacus, one of eight seniors on this Ankeny Hawkett team. 8 seniors, 5 juniors, 2 sophomores, and 2 freshmen. Free throws coming, and the first one good by Julia Friedrich. It's her first point. And first free throw of the year for Julia.
Good for her. Number 3.
71-53, second free throw no good. Rebound tracked down by Dowling. Friedrich tracks down her own free throw. Gets to Wishman. Maddie, a dribble handoff to Friedrich. Now they give it to Bailey. Or rather, Frericks in the lane. Her shot no good. Rebound, Lexi Bowles, and her put back up and good. Bowles with her fourth point.
I have her for six.
Check
I
that.
Think.
Six yep. points.
Yep.
And it's 73-23. That was a missing basket I was
yes.
missing in the first half
yes.
was by Bowles. She had 4 points at halftime, not two. And it's 73-23. Ankeny has the ball and lose it out of bounds. Be Dowling basketball.
Minute to go here, Mark.
73-23. Steve, it might be the last time I see you in a while if we can't get to Friday or Saturday.
Nah, we'll be playing.
Hopefully you're right. In the lane, shot no good. Bowles with a putback up and good off the Miss Olivia Bailey shot. And Bowles now with 8 points. And it's 75-23 at the free throw line. Shot is up and good. Catherine Hermson. Hermson with her third point. 75-25, final 30 seconds. Bailey with it for Dowling. Olivia in the lane, pull-up jumper, no good. Bowles with the rebound, kicks it out to Friedrich. They're working in the perimeter to Frericks. She dribbles in the lane, shot off the glass, no good. Frericks gets her own rebound, put back up, good! Lauren Frericks, 5'7 freshman with her first basket.
Nice to see. Love it.
Back comes Ankeny, and a two-point basket, good. Dacus with the basket for the Hawkettes. 77-27 Maroons. And that'll do it. Dowling with the win. 77-27. As the Maroons outscore Ankeny 17-11 in that fourth quarter. To win it by 50. Dowling improves its record to 10-2. They're now 4-1 in Central Conference play. The Hawkettes fall to 0-3 in Central Conference play and 5-6 overall. Dowling the winner, 77-27. Along with Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadeo. We'll take a break, head to our postgame show, which is coming up here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And, of course, the boys' game to follow. Again, the final, Dowling 77, the Ankeny Hawkettes 27. And along with our studio producer, Jimmy Olson, and soon-to-be David Beltram. This is Mark Amadeo from the Dowling Gym. Back with the postgame show in 1 minute. Final score, Dowling 77, Ankeny 27 here in girls play. Back after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% of your contribution directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadeo, Steve DeVinny is the Dowling girls win game one by the score of 77-27. Maroons were led by Caitlin Clark, 27 points. In the contest for Caitlin. And we'll round out and go through the Dowling scoring here in a moment as we recap this game. And, my gosh, they're pulling everybody. They got the A-list here. Steiner's here. My gosh.
Yeah.
Coach Steenblock, who filled in, I don't know if it was for you or Swain.
No, that was for the boys game a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so he's here tonight. It was all Dowling tonight, Steve. Maroons got out to a 26-4 lead at the end of the first quarter, outscored Ankeny 15-6 in the second quarter. Maroons led 41-10 at halftime. Dowling outscoring Ankeny in the third quarter, 19-6. Maroons led 60-16 at the end of the three quarters of play and outscored Ankeny 17-11 in the fourth quarter to win at 77-27. Mr. DeVinny, your thoughts why I get the Ankeny scoring all total?
Yeah, no, sort of – more of the same. You had Caitlin Clark with 27. Business as usual. I mean, she would probably only play it about, 60% of the minutes.
Right.
So she's usually in there almost every minute of every game. And tonight, because of the lopsided nature of the score, she didn't play a lot. But she was sure efficient and really made a lot. I don't know what she shot percentage-wise. We don't keep track of that. But it had to be 60% plus. Then from there, Nai Tong had probably one of her better scoring games of her career. If you add up the Lexi Bowles 8-point, you got 21 points out of your post players, which is a big night for those kids. So kind of a ho-hummer tonight. I feel bad for Ankeny, Coach McAnally. It's just one of those nights. You know, they just didn't have it, and they got beat by a better ball club and a more aggressive ball club.
And keep in mind, a year ago, Steve, Dowling and Ankeny, they played each other twice because they're in the same division at the Central Conference of the CIML. And last year they split, Dowling winning here back in January, 57-48 over Ankeny. But the return match or the return game was the first day of February last year, and Ankeny upset Dowling 64-61 at the Ankeny Gym. So we're 1 year removed from that.
Yeah.
Now, be that as it may, Ankeny graduated Sarah McCullough. All her 15 points on the season. But most of this Ankeny team is back from last year. They're down a couple players. Holly Trimble, who played in the first meeting, out for the rest of the year with those bone spurs on her in her feet, both feet. And also Abby Johnson is out with an ACL injury. That's part of the Ankeny rotation, but they were not available this year or this game. So, what a difference a year makes, because the two teams split a year ago.
Yep. No, I remember that game last year over at Ankeny, and what a highly spirited game, and give the Hawkettes credit. That was like winning the World Series for those guys.
Absolutely.
That was a huge win, and they just came out and fought. And when you lose McCullough, I think, didn't she sign with UNI Panthers?
Yes, she did.
That's a big deal.
And she's redshirted this year.
Yeah.
Her father passed away early in December. They had the funeral, and she played. I think the minimum they can play is like 12 or 13 games in college, and then she did, and then she now is redshirted. So she'll have 4 years remaining at UNI, and doing a great job up there. What a program that is, with Tanya Warren. And I believe she was at that same alma mater your wife played at, that place called Des Moines Lincoln.
No, they were teammates. Little Magician.
Oh, Schardner and Warren. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I think
my wife had an assist record over there for a while, which any of us probably could have had if they were playing next
with
to
Tanya Warren.
Tanya Warren. But that's Tracy's claim to fame.
Oh, I didn't realize. I didn't put two and two together. They were in the same class.
Yep. Two dribble limit. Then you got to give it up in the old days of 6-on-6. And
I'm reminded of that.
Tanya did the rest.
I'm reminded of that at home all the time with my wife, who was one of the Dowling guards back in the day.
Oh, absolutely.
They rebounded. That's all she did was rebound. They didn't shoot. So.
Nope.
All right, Steve. Well,
enjoyed it. Thank you, Mark.
Hopefully we'll be on for Friday night. Hope the weather reports are on. But until then, we'll see you next time, and thank you for all you do.
Yeah,
appreciate
thanks
it.
Thanks again, Mark.
Steve DeVinny, my broadcast partner. We'll take a break. Come back. Mike Swain will slide in. Dowling girls a winner tonight, 77-27. And before we go to break, let's go through our scoring. Dowling was led by Caitlin Clark, 27 points tonight. Nai Tong with 13 points, followed by Lexi Bowles off the bench with 8 points. 6 points for Ella McVeigh. 6 points also for Grace Gaber. 5 points for Meg Slimplot. 4 points for Julia Moore. And 2 points for Erin Kleppe. And then rounding out scoring for Dowling, Brianna Rodriguez with 1 point, and Julia Friedrich with 1 point for the Maroons. For the Ankeny Hawkettes, as they fall to 5-6 on the season, 0-4 in Central Conference play, they were led by Kayla Pitts. She was held to 8 points, came in averaging 17, held to 8 tonight. 5 points for Rachel Christman, 4 points for Kalissa Wright, 3 points for Catherine Hurston, and 2 points each for Sydney Truman, Nicole Dacus, and Isabel Vosick. Ankeny went 4-6 at the free throw line tonight. Ashley Harrington, starting guard, finished with 1 point for the Ankeny Hawkettes. Ankeny tonight at the free throw line finished 5 out of 7 as they went 1-for-2 in that second half. So they finished 5-of-7 free throw line. Dowling tonight 7-of-11 at the free throw line. Again, the score at the end of game one, Dowling 77, Ankeny 27. Along with Steve DeVinny, Mark Amadale, we'll be back with the start of the boys' pregame show coming up. It's Dowling and Ankeny, two top 10 teams going at it. Mike Swain will join me back after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym as we begin game two of our doubleheader here on Iowa Catholic Radio. It is Dowling and Ankeny tonight. Dowling girls a winner in game one of our doubleheader. And the Dowling girls now with the win. They are on a nice little roll, and now we'll get set for game two. Welcome in Mike Swain, my broadcast partner for game number two. And Swamer, thanks for joining us. And I know we're looking forward to this contest. Missed you on Saturday night, but the Gary Birdwell sat in for you. You're a tough shoes to fill. And I talked to Coach. I said, hey, you don't have to drive far. It's at Urbandale. You know how to get there because, oh, that's right, he teaches there.
Right.
But he filled in well for you. And this is a guy that's coached the boys for Coach Bjorkman at Urbandale and was the head girls coach until a few years ago. So he filled in very admirably for
you. I'm sure he did. I mean, there's a lot of basketball knowledge there. So that's great. I was glad that you were able to get somebody there on short notice. Sort of a tough deal when you
get a
snowstorm and can't complete the game. Luckily for Dowling, they were able to, you know, get that game in right away on Saturday. So
that was the big key because Dowling, as you know, was scheduled to travel to Dubuque and take on Wallert at Loras College. They had a tournament going on there. It had teams from Wisconsin, Illinois, I believe Minnesota, and Iowa. And Coach O'Connor's team was scheduled to play that night at 6:30. Well, they canceled the tournament, created the opening, and Coach Watson, Mr. Watson over at Urbandale, the AD, Billy said, hey, let's play it Saturday night. And he said, we can do it. And they did, and we just started. Instead of starting at 6:15, we started the girls' game at 6, and it worked out flawlessly. And guess what, Mike? It looks like it's going to be that way this Friday because it don't look good for school or anything Friday with this impending storm.
It's a tough time of year for basketball, Mark. Coaches and players have to deal with this, these unexpected cancellations and delays.
Exactly.
So we'll just have to keep our fingers crossed. Hopefully we can get this game in on Friday and keep the Dowling Maroons in rhythm, so to speak, because right now they're on a roll.
Yes, they are. And Dowling boys, as you know, with the win Saturday over Urbandale, they're now 8-1 on the season. They're 4-0 in Central Conference play, and they've been playing lights out. We had OC on at halftime of the girls' game, and they gave up 30 points to Urbandale defensively, 27 points to Hoover a week ago, 55 points to Centennial to start the second half of the season. They've been playing outstanding defense and just enough offense to get in rhythm. They do have some of their scoring lulls, but it hasn't hurt them yet this year. And we're almost midway through the season at the end of this week. This will be, what, game number 10 for the Dowling boys and game number 9 for the Ankeny boys. So we're just about halfway through. And guys like that, you'll keep him moving.
Pass him along.
Security? Security, yeah.
Mark, you mentioned the defense. It has been outstanding. The last game you and I called was that Hoover game
where they
held Hoover scoreless for about 10 minutes. It was 2 minutes to go in that first quarter, and then all of the second quarter, Hoover did not have a point. And they have been like that this year. They've got on stretches where they have just locked teams down, and that's a great – that's a great way for Coach O'Connor to be able to win games is when you can rely on your defense. Not every night the shots are going to fall, and when you can count on that defense to hold teams under 40 points a game, that's just a great luxury to have.
It certainly is, and you like Coach's rotation because, you know, he starts Stillwell, Stracco, and Drew Daniel, the three guards, with Riggs and Riedel. in the post, and Riedel's kind of a combo player. He can play guard or forward. Then off the bench, Omaha Blue off the bench. Andrew Lynch had a nice game against Urbandale off the bench. And then Michael Keel, who's we saw what he did on defense and football. It was MVP of the state championship game in football. Well, he had critical steals against Urbandale when they were mounting their comeback, and he's come up big when he's in. And then Simon Daniel, little used player, no related to Drew, but he comes in. So that's a great nine-player rotation that Coach O'Connor has for the Dowling boys.
Mark, I talked about it against the Hoover when we were wrapping up the Hoover game, and I mentioned just how comfortable Dowling looks with their rotation. The guys who are coming off the bench are comfortable coming in. They know their roles. They're starting to get bigger roles. The coaching staff is able to get more guys rest and be able to feel confident that they can put those guys in. You mentioned Michael Keough. I'll take you back to the Ankeny game. The team that we're going to be facing tonight, Michael Keough had 11 points that night. So he was instrumental in that game. When Dowling had a lot of foul trouble, he was able to come off that bench and sort of, you know, provide a sort of a guiding force at the point guard. So it's great that these guys are starting to develop, and the Dowling now feels at least good enough to go certainly 8 deep, even 9 and 10 deep sometimes.
No question about it. Now, this Ankeny team we saw earlier this season up in Ankeny before the Christmas break, Dowling boys defeated Ankeny 64-54 back on December 13th. Well, Ankeny's changed a little bit. Braxton Bayless is now eligible. He was suspended for the first four games of the season. He has now been playing. He comes in averaging 21.5 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, all that lead the team, and he really complements this Ankeny team. Now, Ron Mamuya is now coming off the bench. He started against Dowling in the last meeting, but Braxton Bayless, he could be that difference maker, and he brings up a different challenge for every team, including Dowling tonight for Ankeny.
Well, it's certainly going to be a different team that Dowling is going to face tonight, and it'll be interesting to see how Dowling can adjust, because when you look at both Bayless and Jackson Smith, I mean, what a combination those two can be. The last time Dowling played Ankeny, Jackson Smith had 21 points. Mm-hmm. He couldn't miss. Really nice floater, really quick off the dribble. And then you mentioned Braxton Bayless, 38% from three since coming back, 21 points per game. So this is going to be a real challenge, something different that Dowling did not see last time they played.
Well, the Maroons have been known for the last three or four games, including the Centennial game, all the games they played since Christmas break, Dowling's offense has gotten the opponent's defense in foul trouble. Three Ankeny players fouled out in the first meeting, including their starting center, Nolan Otten, tonight for Ankeny. Ron Mamuya, who started, who'll come off the bench, he fouled out. These are all in the fourth quarter. And Brecken Manis, three starters for Ankeny fouled out in game one up at Ankeny. And this has been continual because a week ago, Hoover had people in foul trouble. Urbandale had that situation happen to them. Plus, they lost their starting center, Cal Watson, to an ankle injury on Saturday night. And don't forget the Centennial game where they had McCullough foul out in the third quarter. The Dowling offense has really been running their offense like they should through everybody. It's not just a one-person game, and yet they're getting people in foul trouble, Mike.
Well, they're so balanced, you can't just sort of key on one guy. And when they rotate that ball and really get their offense swinging that ball side to side, it creates lanes for guys to start driving. Matt Stillwell is one of the most toughest guards to guard off the dribble in the CIML that we have. He puts a lot of pressure on the defense. Ryan Riggs down low puts a lot of pressure. Omaha Blue, that last game against Hoover, really started to be aggressive getting that ball into the paint area. That can put guys in foul trouble. So that's a great problem to have if you're Dowling, putting that other team in foul trouble, being able to get to the line. And let's just hope we don't have a performance like that last Ankeny game. 25 fouls on one team, 28 on the other. That was unbelievable. I'm hoping that we don't see that kind of a basketball game tonight.
Well, both teams are very similar as far as scoring, or as far as defense. Ankeny gives up 57 points on defense. Dowling gives up just 38 points, but the Maroons only score 54 points on offense. This Ankeny team is scoring near 74 points a game. And you know defense outwins offense, but on a good shooting night, we know this Ankeny team can get hot. Coach O'Connor said that. He says, they don't shoot very well from three-point range, but when they get in the streak, they're deadly.
Mark, they're shooting about 30% for the year, but that doesn't matter because when a team gets hot
everybody starts to feed off of that, and they're capable of hitting 7, 8, 9 three-pointers in a game. So Dowling's got to make sure that they get out on shooters, and then you've got to do a good job on those long rebounds. Dowling has owned the boards against their opponents, and Ankeny's going to have a really tough time tonight matching up against Dowling's height. But it will be those long rebounds, Mark, that I think will be a key that Dowling's got to be able to possess off of those mysteries.
All right, we'll take a break. Mike Swain, Mark Amadill, live from the Dowling Gym, as it's Dowling and Ankeny as the Hawks come in with a record of 7-1. They won four in a row since their loss to Dowling back in December. They're 2-1 in Central Conference play, and they're ranked number 8 on the Des Moines Register. They'll also receive some votes on AP. The Dowling boys ranked 4th by the Des Moines Register and ranked number 8 on the Associated Press poll. The Maroons have won 8 in a row. They're 8-1. They're also 4-0 in Central Conference play. We'll be back with the starting lineups from return. Dowling and Ankeny. Earlier tonight, the Dowling girls, a winner 77-27 over the Ankeny girls. And along with Mike Swain, Mark Amadale, back with starting lineups here in Game 2 on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic Sports and Activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
Welcome back to the Dowling Gym alongside Mike Swain, Mark Amadale, as we get set for game two of our doubleheader. Dowling and Ankeny tonight. The Ankeny girls and Dowling girls just finished up. Starting a little bit early here, Swamer. You like always seeing that on a Tuesday night midweek game, and the Dowling girls rolling to a 77-27 win. And you kind of talked about the nuts and bolts. What are some of the keys you see in this contest? We talked about both teams. Braxton Bayless back with Ankeny, and he gives them that spark, and they have not lost since he's been in the lineup. And for Dowling, winning 8 straight. Defense, offense, you're going to get a fist bump by one of the officials. And this is the guy that chewed you out earlier. Don't forget that.
Mark, I think one of the keys tonight is, first of all, Ankeny's got to get off to a good start. If you go back to that last game, they did not shoot the ball well. They got to a very poor start. They were really bad from the free throw line, Mark. They had opportunities to stay with Dowling, and Dowling was able to build that lead. So I think for Ankeny, you got to get off to a good start.
They
for Dowling,
were 17-30 at the free throw line.
I mean, just missed opportunities. For Dowling, they've got to take care of the ball, and then they've got to get out on Ankeny early, make sure that you dominate the boards, and then do what you do. Just work that offense, get guys involved. Balanced scoring. They had four guys in double figures against Urbandale, Mark. They need to have that same formula tonight.
All right, let's take a look at the starting lineups tonight for the visitors from Ankeny. The head coach is Brant Carlson in his fourth year, 39 wins, 37 losses. Assisted by Nate Toby, Cole Darrow, Brandon Johnson, and Mark Roush. And the Hawks will start this lineup at one guard, Jackson Smith, 5'11 senior. He'll wear number 3, averaging 17.5 points. And his backcourt mate is Braxton Bayless. Bayless, a 6'1 senior, averaging 21.5 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. Those are all team highs. He'll wear number 5. The third guard is Jordan Cum, and his uncle is sitting right behind me. Cum, 5'11 senior, averaging 10.5 points, 12 steals. And the third guard is Brecken Manis. Manis, a 6-foot junior, averaging 3.5 points, wearing number 21. And finally, the man in the middle in the post for Ankeny, Nolan Otten, fouled out against Dowling last time, averaging 6.5 points, leads the team with 4 blocks. He's a 6'2 senior. He'll wear number 53. So it's Smith, Bayless, Cum, Manis, and Otten, the 5 on the floor for Ankeny. As the Hawks average 73 points on offense, give up 57 points on defense, and they've won 4 in a row since their loss to Dowling back on December 13th. And now for the Maroons, Dowling Catholic. With a record of 8-1, they're 4-0 in Central Conference play, ranked 4th by the Des Moines Register this week, 8th by the Associated Press. Michael Connor is the hitter here at Dowling. 196 wins, 106 losses, assisted by Nick Wagner, Jimmy Nahas, David Combs, and Pat Henkinius. And Dowling will start this lineup at one guard. Matt Stillwell, 6'2 senior, averaging 10 points, leads the team with 9 steals. Here we're number 5. The other guard is Joe Stracco, averaging 5.5 points, 2 rebounds. Stracco, a 5'10 senior, he'll wear number 13. The third guard is Matt Riedel, 6'3 junior, averaging 8 points, 3.5 rebounds. Riedel will wear number 25. At one forward for Dowling, Ryan Riggs, a 6'8 junior, averaging 12.5 points, 8.5 rebounds. Those are team highs, along with 12 blocks that leads the team. He'll wear number 21. And the other forward is Drew Daniel for the Maroons, a 6'6 senior, averaging 9 points, 5.5 rebounds. He'll wear number 33. So Stillwell, Stracco, Riedel, the three guards, Riggs and Drew Daniel in the paint. Dowling comes in averaging 56.5 points on offense. They give up 40, just under 41 points on defense. As we're just about set, Maroons have won 8 in a row since their opening loss of the season to Iowa City West. At the time was ranked number 1. And we've got a dandy here for Tuesday night Central Conference basketball, Mike Swaim.
Almost all of those games, Mark, those wins have been double digits. The one exception is this Ankeny team, where they only won by 8 last time they played.
That's so true. And we're underway as the tip up and won by Dowling. The Maroons have a height advantage once again as Riggs wins the tap, gets to Stracco. Dowling going right to left towards the south basket. On the baseline is Riggs. On the right block, turn, shot, missed everything, no good. Wanted to get it off the glass and rebounded by Ankeny. That's Braxton Bayless with the rebound. Now a long three by Come up, no good. Yeah, quick shot that time by Ankeny, rebound Dowling.
Well, that's what Dowling's going to see. They've got to get back in transition. That time they did a nice job of it, Mark.
Here's Stillwell with it, dribbles to the left elbow, waiting for a cutter. Gets to Stracco, he dribbles to the left wing. On the dribble, Stracco on the baseline. Going into traffic, kicks it out to Riedel for three, up and missed everything, no good, out of bounds to the Hawks. So both teams trying to find their legs here.
Yeah, Riedel's been shooting the ball really well, Mark, from three. He's currently sitting there at, right around 31% from three, so second only to Drew Daniel.
Our officials tonight, Shane Sabota, Adam Westewald, and T.J. Augustine, our three officials who also worked the girls' game. Ankeny with the ball. Manis dribbles in the lane. Shot with a left hand, a right hand. Good. Nice little up and under right around Daniel. And the first basket of the game is scored by Brecken Manis, who's kind of been in a shooting slump for the Hawks. He got underway there. And now underneath. And Stillwell with the shot. No good. A foul on Bayless. And that'll be Braxton's first team foul, number one on Ankeny.
Wow, and that's what we were talking about in that pregame, Mark, about Matt Stillwell putting so much pressure on the defense. He's able to get around guys, put that ball on the floor, and attack, use his body.
Dribble penetration by Stillwell is, you know, it looks like Jordan Cum is shaking up for Ankeny as Ryan Crandall will check in. 6'2 sophomore replacing Cum, 5'11 senior, and I don't know, if he'd like he tweaked an ankle.
Yeah, he's really limping on that. I didn't see it, Mark.
Didn't either.
I didn't see what happened to him, but the trainer's going to take a look at him.
Del Lark will take him to the end of the bench and as they hold up play so he can get to the end of the Ankeny bench, and that is, mark that down, Come injured at the 6:50 mark here of the first quarter. 2-0 Ankeny. First free throw no good by Stillwell. Second one is also no good, but Riggs or Daniel with the rebound, so Stillwell misses two, and Dowling now with the possession, trailing by two.
Now there's that Dowling height advantage on the boards.
Stracco for three in the left corner, no good. Tip by Stillwell, no good. And the rebound cleared out of there by Nolan Otten and Ankeny. Bruins cold shooting to start with. They're 0-for-3 from the field.
Yeah, and 0-for-2 from the foul line.
There's Bayless down the lane, kicks it over in the corner. This is Otten for three. It's short. And the rebound safe from going out of bounds by Stillwell into the hands of Riedel.
Dowling has had good looks, Mark. They just have not been able to take advantage of it.
Ankeny stays man-to-man, both teams man-to-man on defense on each possession. Dowling with the ball. Top of the key is Stillwell. Dribbles the right elbow, looking for a back cut. And we'll keep the basketball. Now the count is on, and he gets it over in the corner to Stracco. Over to Riedel. Matt has it. Now to Stillwell. Now to Riggs, top of the key. 2-0 Ankeny. 5:50 remaining first quarter. And we got a whistle and a foul on Ankeny. This might be on Otten. We'll see. It is. Nolan Otten trying to fight through a screen by Dowling. Now three subs in the game right away for Dowling. Omaha Ballou will check in, number 40, along with Michael Keel, number 2. And also in there for the Maroons, Andrew Lynch. So Coach O'Connor staying with just two starters here as Riggs and Drew Daniels stay in. Mike?
Well, I'm not sure he was really happy with the last two offensive sets, how they were running it, and I think he might have taken those guys out to send a little message, so we'll see.
Now we got a hand check called on Otten.
That could be big, Mark. That's his second in the game already. Remember, he fouled out in the first game.
Yes, he did. He fouled out with 5 points with 4 minutes remaining in the contest, and he already has two fouls. Now we got an offensive foul called on Dowling. Omaha Ballou pushing off as the Maroons try to inbound the ball, and Omaha with his first foul. Team foul number one on Dowling, three on Ankeny, 2-0 Hawks.
It's not a good start, Mark. We've already got four fouls in 5:45.
Just what you talked
Mark.
About, Mike. Oh, it is what it is, and we move forward. And Ankeny with the basketball. Top of the key is Bayless. He brings in. He playing point now with Jordan Cum out with an injury. Cum averaging 10.5 points. Ankeny works inside. Nice give and go to Braden Simonson. He misses the shot. It's no good. And a rebound out to Dowling.
Dowling's fortunate. That was a great little give and go that time. He just missed the easy layup.
Here's Stillwell with it. Backs in against Bayless. Skip pass to Daniel. Won't shoot it. Out to Keel. Keel dribbles through the free throw line, double team over to Daniel. Drew for three in the corner. Good! A Tamian Suns three-pointer by Drew Daniel, and Dowling takes its first lead, 3-2.
That was a nice find that time by Michael Keough. Got a little bit into the lane and then saw Drew Daniel wide open in the corner.
Under 5 minutes remaining. Ball poked away by Ballou, but right into the hands of Ankeny, and Brecken Manis retrieves it. Hawks with it. They keep the ball. Now dribbling towards the basket is Braxton Bayless. His shot no good. Daniel with the rebound. He had a good look.
That was a really good move by Bayless. Just couldn't finish it. But, boy, nice crossover. Went right by Stillwell. And then errant pass that time by Michael Keough to Omaha Ballou. Ankeny's going to get the ball.
Ballou was setting up for a corner three.
Yeah.
And they overcompensated. He was going to take it in. Unfortunately, the ball thrown away. Turnover against Dowling. Ankeny with the ball. Jackson Smith and Braxton Bayless in the backcourt for Ankeny. With it now is Manis on the left side. Back over to Smith. He's guarded by Ballou. Jackson dribbles inside. Gets it over in the corner to Ryan Crandall. Crandall replaced Jordan Cum out with an injury right now here in the first half for the Ankeny Hawks. Now to Manis in the corner for three, and it's good. And, boy, he's come out of that shooting slump. Brecken Manis with his fifth point of the first quarter. That's his first three, and the Hawks up 5-3. Now Daniel, corner three, and it's good. It's raining threes here to me and Suns three-pointer by Dowling's Drew Daniel, his second of the first quarter. And Ankeny comes back with a three, Mike.
Wow, and that's what we talked about, Dowling getting back in transition. That time a poor job, and Jackson Smith makes him pay. And, boy, we've got a great pace going here, Mark.
And Stillwell gets loose as they transition. Matt with the basket, and we're tied at eight, Dowling and Ankeny. So Daniel with a pair of threes. Drew Daniel with a pair of threes for Dowling, and Stillwell with the basket. And a whistle and a foul now on Dowling. It'll be on Stillwell, who's first, as Riggs returns to the Dowling lineup for Lynch. Andrew will sit down.
It's an interesting matchup right now, Mark, with Omaha Ballou on Jackson Smith. Omaha obviously with a lot of size advantage, but Jackson with the clear speed and quickness advantage.
And now a long three. Good by Braxton Bayless. You can't let him have any kind of seam. So Smith, Bayless, and Manis each with a three-pointer. Corner three by Ballou is no good. Ball slapped around and into the hands of Ankeny. They saved it to Bayless. And now outlet pass and a whistle and a foul on Dowling that are called on Keel, as that was a heck of a collision in the Ankeny front court.
Probably a fortunate foul that time for Dowling, because Jackson Smith had a wide-open look to go to the basket that time.
Manis with 5 points to lead Ankeny. Braxton Bayless and Jackson Smith, three each. Hawks lead it 11-8 over Dowling. 3 minutes remaining, first quarter. With the basketball is Manis. Dribble drives in the lane, kicks it out to Bayless. Now Ankeny will play catch in the perimeter with Crandall. Over to Smith for three. It's no good. The rebound, Dowling and Stillwell. Ankeny get a lot of open looks, but you know what? They're set up a foot behind the three-point line. They're just going to flog it up.
Well, we talked about they can get hot, and they've hit a couple here. That time,
backdoor cut.
That's really nice.
Riggs with the pass to Drew Daniel, and his layup is good. And Daniel with 8 points here, Mike.
Mark, they just cleared that side. Omaha Ballou cleared, and then that left Drew Daniel cutting, and a great pass by Ryan Riggs that time on the baseline.
Well, Jackson Smith, the senior at 5'11", much quicker than Omaha Ballou, who's guarding him right now. Now we've got a jump ball. Michael Keel again defensively forced the jump ball. It'll be Ankeny possession as Straco returns to line up for Michael Keel, and he did his job as he goes out.
Second time he got a hand on a ball, Mark. He's that close to getting a steal. Great defensive play that time.
Ankeny with a record of 7-1. They're 2-1 in Central Conference play. Dowling's record 8-1. They're 4-0 in Central Conference play. Right now the Hawks with a one-point lead, 11-10, and they inbound the ball. Here's Crandall with it. Now skip past the right side, poked away by Drew Daniel, but underneath, and a shot up and no good by Smith, but they whistle a foul on Dowling before the shot, and it'll be on Ballou, and that's Omaha's second. And checking into the Dowling lineup, Matt Riedel returns. Omaha will sit on the bench with two fouls. So the Hawks will inbound the ball. Throwing it in will be Brecken Manis, and we've got a whistle and a foul on Ankeny. Crandall with the foul, and it's before the ball was entered, Mike.
Well, he was posting Straco up. The official thought he got away with a push that time, but I didn't see it. I thought that was a good play, but nevertheless, going the other way.
Fourth team foul on Ankeny, four on Dowling. Other games tonight has Johnson at Ankeny Centennial, Urbandale at Ames. Those are all Central Conference girl-boy doubleheaders. Roosevelt at North, Lincoln at East, Ottumwa at Hoover. Those are all Metro Conference girl-boy doubleheaders. And in the Iowa Conference, Waukee at Fort Dodge, Valley at Mason City, and Southeast Polk at Marshalltown. And now getting loose for Ankeny in the lane. And a shot up and good by Jackson Smith, his fifth point. Dowling the other way. They get it inside. Shot no good. And a backcourt foul on Stillwell, and that'll be his second.
Just sort of a silly foul. Coach O'Connor's not going to like that. That was all the way in the backcourt. No need to do that. But right now, Mark, Dowling's got a problem guarding Jackson Smith. He is hitting from three and able to put the ball on the floor, getting around the defenders, and then finishing at the basket. And they've got to do something. Their help defense is not there tonight right now.
Jackson Smith finished with 21 points in the first meeting. He had 11 at halftime, and he had a lot of free throws down the stretch for Ankeny. And now you get his backcourt partner back in Bayless. And now Ankeny with three-pointer up and good by Manis. And, boy, he has woke up. He's got 8 points here in the first quarter. Ankeny by six.
That was a good find by Bayless, knowing that he didn't have anything. Go to the hot teammate, which is exactly what he did.
16-10 Ankeny. And now Simon Daniel for three, and that's his second of the year, and it's good. Simon comes in averaging just under a point. That's a Chameleon Suns three-pointer. Cuts the Ankeny lead to three with under a minute to play in the first quarter here, Mike.
Well, he stepped up with a lot of confidence that time, Mark. He was wide open.
Yes.
But I like to see that he's going to able to pull the trigger off the bench.
His second three of the year. Now Bayless for three, top of the key, good. And what a screen that time by Braden Simonson to set it up, and Bayless with his sixth point.
Dowling slow to recognize. You got a double screen up top. Nobody jumps out there to help. And that left Bayless wide open.
Jackson Smith picks up his first foul, team foul number five on Ankeny. Five also on Dowling, final 35 seconds. Possession arrow favors Dowling. And the Maroons have it. Simon Daniel with it, leaves it for Joe Straco. Also in there, Drew Daniel, Ryan Riggs, and Matt Riedel, the five on the floor for Dowling. Ankeny stays man-to-man here, Mike.
Well, we have not called Ryan Riggs' name other than a nice assist to Drew Daniel. He's not been able to get down low and get any shots. He's 0-for-2 in the paint.
Dowling defeated Ankeny 64-54 back on December 13th at Ankeny. And now Straco in the lane, and his shot's blocked. Blocked by Ryan Crandall. The other way we go, and now a turnover by Ankeny. Riggs steals it, and that's how the half will end, as Dowling can't get a shot off after the steal. And we've come to the end of the first quarter with the score. The Ankeny Hawks, 19. Dowling, 13. Along with Mike Swain, this is Mark Amadale. Our score at the end of one quarter play, Ankeny 19, Dowling 13, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365.
R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
And back here at the Dowling Gym, as we're underway here in the second quarter, Dowling has possession of the basketball. Maroons trail by 6, 19-13 to the Ankeny Hawks, as Dowling was 0 for 2 at the free throw line in that first quarter. Ankeny did not attempt a free throw. Foul situations. Dowling with 5 team fouls. Ankeny with 5 fouls. And Simon Daniel inside. Reverse pick, pivot. His shot no good. Rings with the rebound and draws the foul. And he'll go to the free throw line as Dowling will be at the free throw line for the second time tonight.
Mark, Coach O'Connor stressed playing with some urgency after that first quarter, getting after it both on the offensive end and defensive end. That time Dowling pretty active offensively, and a nice offensive rebound by Ryan Riggs.
Fouls on Ryan Crandall, his second foul, so he and Nolan Otten, two starters with two fouls each for Ankeny. Riggs to the free throw line, and Ryan with his first point of the night.
And good news for the Ankeny Hawks as Jordan Cumb enters the game, Mark, so good to see that injury wasn't keeping him out for the rest of the game.
Well, he missed almost 7 minutes of the first quarter. He got injured early with his knee. His second free throw good by Riggs. Cuts the Ankeny lead to 4. It's 19-15 Ankeny.
Yep. Dowling in a little three-quarter court press here, Mark.
But Cum injured his knee. He's a young man going to Minnesota State Moorhead to play football as a receiver. And now a corner three up and no good by Ankeny and Jackson Smith. Ankeny with the rebound. Smith gets it. Goes to the basket and drew the foul. And the Hawks go to the free throw line. The foul will be on Dowling's Ryan Riggs, his first.
A rare offensive rebound that Dowling gave up, and that hurt him. They were able to get that ball right back to Jackson Smith, and he went flying down the paint.
19-15, Ankeny with the lead. Free throws coming. First one no good by Jackson Smith. Tonight's game on Iowa Catholic Radio brought to you in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, and Kemen. Mark Amadale, Mike Swain, courtside here at the Dowling Gym. As the second free throw is good by Jackson Smith. He has 6 first-half points for the Hawks. And Ankeny regains its lead of 5 over Dowling. Here's Drew Daniel in the lane for Dowling. A little scoop shot off the rim. No good. Rolls off. Rebound Ankeny and Braden Simonson. Down court goes to Bayless. His shot no good. Nice defense that time by Simon Daniel. Rebound Dowling. Drew Daniel with the rebound. Out to Strako. Dowling with their secondary break. Nothing came of it, so Strako will take it. He jump stops the left elbow, and Dowling will set their offense. It's Strako, Drew Daniel, Simon Daniel, Ryan Riggs, and Riedel. Three-pointer by Strako is no good. And the rebound out to Ankeny and Jackson Smith. Smith down court to Bayless. Bayless dribbles baseline underneath. The shot up and good. The basket will count and the foul on Dowling. Great penetration that time by Ankeny and Manis with the basket. And he's had one heck of a first half for Ankeny.
Mark, Braxton Bayless got around the defender on the baseline. Once he got into that paint, was able to draw the defense in, and that opened up. Braden Simonson for easy basket.
Manis. Isn't it? Oh,
no. Simonson is going to shoot the free throw. He was able to convert on the and one.
So Simonson with his first basket. He's done a nice job replacing Otten, who got into foul trouble. And now the and one for the sophomore, and it's no good. Rebound Dowling and Andrew Lynch. So Lynch in the Dowling lineup, replacing Ryan Riggs. And Michael Keel in the Dowling lineup, replacing Matt Stillwell.
The last several possessions, Ankeny's done a really nice job making it hard for Dowling. No easy looks.
Ankeny with his largest lead underneath Lynch. His shot no good. Nice pass from Daniel. Rebound comes out to Ankeny, and now the outlet pass thrown away. They try to get Braxton Bayless in transition, or rather Jackson Smith in transition, and Bayless threw it away.
Yeah, just a little over-eager that time by Braxton Bayless. He's got to see it. They don't have the numbers, and especially a good angle. Too many point guards, Mark, trying to pass that ball without a good angle, and that's what caused that turnover.
22-15, Ankeny with the lead over Dowling. The Maroons work underneath to Riedel. Out to Simon Daniel. Ankeny stays man-to-man. Keel in the lane. Gets to Daniel on the baseline. Simon dribbles inside and draws the foul on the pass. It'll be a 1-on-1 coming up for the Maroons. And the Ankeny foul, I believe, will be on Bayless. That'll be his second. And it is. So Bayless, Crandall, and Otten, two fouls each for Ankeny with 5:46 remaining here in the second quarter here, Mike. Decisions now for head coach Brant Carlson and the Ankeny Hawks. Who stays and who goes?
Well, Dowling's got to figure out a way to get Riedel involved offensively. Mark currently with 0 points, averaging almost 8 a game.
Can't get involved now when he's sitting next to Coach Nahas on the Dowling bench.
No, he's Riedel's still in.
Oh, you're talking about Riedel. I'm talking about Stillwell.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, they got to get him offensively involved as well.
Yeah. All right, free throw's no good, but Keel with the ball. He goes in the lane and draws the foul. And that was a collision. Football player and football player that time, Braden Simonson, tied in and fullback for the Ankeny football team, collided with Keogh, and he picks up the foul. So Simonson, his first foul, free throws coming for Keogh, and they're going to call it a two-shot foul. Michael to the line, first one is good. Nice game on Iowa Catholic Radio, brought to you in part by Mercy One, R&R Realty Group, Catholic Tuition Organization, and Two Rivers Glass and Door. Second free throw off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Ankeny. Hawks have it. This Bayless with it. Goes all the way down court and draws the foul. And they're going to count the basket. Foul's going to be on Simon Daniel. And they cannot stop him from going coast to coast, Mike.
They've had problems with both he and Jackson Smith tonight. And Coach O'Connor's going to take a timeout to talk about it.
24-17. Ankeny with the lead over Dowling. 5.5 minutes remaining second quarter. 30-second timeout called by the Maroons. We'll keep it here alongside Mike Swain. I'm Mark Amadale from the Dowling Gym. Earlier tonight, the Dowling girls a winner, 77-27 over the Ankeny Hawkettes. And congratulations to Kristen Meyer and the Dowling girls. We'll have somebody from the Dowling girls team on at halftime. Mike Swain, your thoughts here, because I'm telling you right now, Jackson Smith and Braxton Bayless, they are pushing the ball down court for Ankeny, and things are happening for the Hawks here in this boys' contest.
Dowling has been poor in defensive transition, and they have not, in the half court, been able to keep those two out of the paint, which is putting a lot of pressure on that defense. And they're able to, and those guys have been finding open teammates, and credit to the rest of those teammates, they've been knocking them down.
Free throws coming for Braxton Bayless, who has 6 points. Got him for 8 up there. And make it 9. Free throw good. Bayless. That's right. They counted the basket.
Right. Coach O'Connor going to bring back in Matt Stillwell, Mark, with 2 fouls with 5:33 to go here in the second quarter.
Yeah,
so
saw him talking to the coaching staff, Jim Nahas, Nick Wagner,
yeah,
David Combs, and they pulling the plug. Stillwell now playing with 2 fouls, and he's got to be very careful here. 25-17, Hawks by 8 over Dowling. This is their largest lead. So for Dowling, it's Michael Keel who will launch a 3 in the corner. Good! Michael Keel with a 2 million Suns 3-pointer from the left wing. And it's 25-20. Ankeny's lead down to 5. Bayless with it on the right side, guarded by Riedel. And now come for 3. It's no good. They're going to get Keel for the foul, and 3 free throws coming for Ankeny and Jordan Cum.
Boy, you hate to see that. Cum had missed, and it was a foul after he had released the shot. Nevertheless, still going to be 3 free throws, and boy, that's tough when you do everything right and then end up putting him on the foul line.
And the first free throw good by Jordan Cum. Playing football next year at Minnesota State. He is a 5'11 senior, outstanding wide receiver for the Hawks. Also did punt returns and kick returns. Second free throw good. He sat out, started the game, and sat out 6 minutes, 50 seconds of the first quarter with that knee injury. But Del Lark, the Dowling trainer, got him back and ready to go, and he's out there. And he makes first 2 of 3 free throws. One more coming, and it's good. So come a 66% free throw shooter, hits all 3, and we've got a timeout on the floor. 5 minutes remaining, second quarter, and it's 28-20. Ankeny by 8 over Dowling. Mark Amadale, Mike Swaim here on Iowa Catholic Radio. And Swaimer, let's get this mention in. I want to thank Ashworth Vision Clinic, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, and Kemen. And what are you seeing here with the matchup? Stillwell back in for Dowling, playing with 2 fouls. And Ankeny, really the aggressor here tonight. They're in control. Yes, they have some kids with foul trouble. I know they're starting center Otten out, but Simonson has stepped up for him in the post.
Well, I think the interesting thing here too, Mark, is it's been a while since we've seen Omaha Ballou, and it's hard because with Riggs in, Coach O'Connor can't go to those two bigs because of the lineup that Ankeny has out there. They basically have four guards in a post. So it was difficult. Omaha Ballou was having a hard time staying in front of Jackson Smith. So see how that transpires the rest of this half.
And Ballou on the Dowling bench with two fouls. Riedel with it for Dowling. Has the ball slapped away by Jordan Cum. Out to Stracco. In the corner to Stillwell. Matt dribble drives the lane and goes around a collision. Gets it to Lynch on the baseline, spins through, and it's shot up and good. They'll wave it off. Charging foul on Andrew Lynch. Good defense that time by Ankeny.
It was good defense, and Ankeny wanted the last one when they thought maybe they had Stillwell win an offensive foul. No call on that. Stillwell fortunate that he did not get called for his third foul.
Yeah, our official T.J. Augustine ruled that one out with Stillwell's move, but they got Lynch. Lynch made a nice spin move on the baseline, got around a defender, but right there waiting for him was Simonson. And now Cum the other way, and a three-pointer up and good. Jordan Cum with 6 points now after sitting out most of the first quarter, and Ankeny's lead is 11 over Dowling, 31-20. 4:10 remaining here in the second quarter, Mike.
Ankeny's offense just looks crisp. They're moving the ball well, different guys stepping up, and defensively they are giving no easy looks to Dowling right now.
Now here is Riedel underneath in the right block. Shot off the glass good, and he backed his way in against Braden Simonson there. Riedel with his first basket of the night, Mike.
And that's what Dowling needs. They need to get him involved. They need to get Riggs involved as well as Stillwell. All three of those guys very limited offensively so far tonight.
Ankeny ranked eighth. Dowling ranked fourth by the Des Moines Register. The Hawks just outside the top 10 in the AP. Dowling at number 8 on the AP. And underneath, a shot no good by Smith. Ball is blocked by Riggs and a whistle and a foul on Dowling. This will be on Riedel, his first. This will be two shots coming for Ankeny. Dowling now over the 10-foul limit. Ankeny with 18 fouls here with 3:33 remaining second quarter. Smith to the free throw line where he is 1-for-2 on the evening. Misses the first free throw. He has 6 points. Substitutions now for Dowling, and we're going to see Omaha Ballou check in as Stillwell, Lynch, and Riedel check out. So Omaha Ballou checks in along with Drew Daniel in the lineup for Dowling. Second free throw good by Smith.
Well, Mark, the game before when Dowling and Ankeny played up in Ankeny, they had real problems shooting from three. Tonight, not the case. They have been accurate and moving the ball very well.
Now a backdoor cut. Ballou with the shot. It's no good. He hits the deck. He missed the layup. Didn't know if he wanted to dunk it. Or go off the glass, and he missed everything. Rebound comes out to Ankeny, and now traveling on the Hawks.
It looked like he also slipped just a little bit, Mark, on that, so causing his balance, I think, a little bit.
But he had that happen a week ago at Hoover, remember? He was always on the floor, and I just don't know if it's his shoes or if he's hitting a wet spot. But nonetheless, it's Simon Daniel with it now. Drew Daniel in the lineup. Omaha Ballou in the lineup for Dowling, and now traveling on Simon Daniel. Joe Strockel in the Dowling lineup, along with Ryan Riggs, a 5 on the floor. For Ankeny, it's Cum, along with number 21, Brecken Manis, who's dribbling the ball up court. Also in there, Braden Simonson, who's had a play in place of Nolan Otten for Ankeny, who has foul trouble. Jackson Smith remains in the lineup, and now the ball nearly stolen away. And now Cum comes away with it. Hawks with it. On the baseline, it's Manis. Dribbles in the baseline, leaves it for Smith, and a three-pointer up and good. Jackson Smith for three, and now Riggs is shaken up after that collision on the baseline. And Smith with a three-pointer. He now has 10 points to lead Ankeny.
Now that time Dowling had an opportunity. Simon Daniel had an opportunity to get a charge, Mark, and did not. And as a result, that ball was kicked to Jackson Smith for the three, and they have opened up a 13-point lead with 2.5 minutes to go.
And on that collision, Ryan Riggs is shaken up. He's out of the ball game, and he's replaced by Andrew Lynch. 35-22, Ankeny by 13 over Dowling, and now we've got a whistle and a foul as Lynch has it, attacks the basket, and a foul called on the Hawks.
Now that time, Andrew Lynch rolled to the basket, and he and Jordan Cum got sort of mixed up, and Ankeny fans wanting to foul on Lynch.
It was a physical play by both of them, that's for sure.
So Lynch will go to the free throw line. Cum will get the foul. That's his first. Andrew tonight. And the free throw, no good. Front number 1-1. Ball slapped out of bounds. It'll be Ankeny basketball as Ballou and Simonson battled for that rebound. And they say one off of Omaha.
Dowling started tonight as well, Mark. Things just have not been falling offensively, and tough to get stops on the other end.
Yeah, Lynch looking for his first point. He goes 0-for-1 at the line in front of a 1-1, and now three-pointer up and good by Ankeny, and that's Brecken Manis. What a first half. That's his third three of the night, wow. And he's got 11 points to lead Ankeny. Omaha Ballou with the basketball. He's double-teamed, and now we've got a jump ball called as Omaha lost the ball, got it back, and it was tied up by Brecken Manis, who's my player of the game here in the first half for the Hawks. Well, we've got a full timeout coming.
Yeah.
Full timeout by Dowling. 38-22. Ankeny by 16 over Dowling. Minute 51 remaining in the first half from the Dowling gym. Mark Hamadale and Mike Swaim back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic sports and activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
Thank you to Tumia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tumia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tumia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tumia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tumia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TumiaAndSons.net.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Ray here from The Doctor Is In. Did I explain to you my Amway theory? Very simple. You give to this station, you support Catholic Radio, and you get a percentage credit of all the lives that are changed. This is true. I've been at this business a long time. I'll tell you, if you only knew the amount of people whose lives have been changed by Catholic Radio. So, you support this station. It would be hard to find something where your support goes as far as it does.
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150.
And we're back here at the Dowling gym. Mark Emmerdale, Mike Swaim, 38-22. Ankeny leading Dowling. Minute 40 remaining in the first half. And now a jumper in the lane. Up and good by Jordan Cum, I believe.
Well, Coach O'Connor on that timeout, Mark, said we've got to win these last 2 minutes. And they're already down two with that jumper by Jordan Cum. Right now, Mark, it's all effort. Ankeny is quicker to the ball. They are really getting after it defensively. Getting offensive rebounds.
Now here's Drew Daniel for three. No good from the left wing. Rebound out to Ankeny. Now the Maroons attack on cold shooting. Crandall in the front court for the Hawks. Leads it for Jordan Cum, who has all eight of his points here in the second quarter after sitting out most of the first quarter with a knee injury. Dowling's Ryan Riggs back on the bench, but he suffered an ankle injury a little bit ago. Now Cum for three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound Dowling and Riedel. Matt with the rebound. Dowling with the ball. He'll dribble in the front court to Daniel, and a reach-in foul from behind on Ankeny's Jackson Smith, his second.
Wow, not a good foul there, Mark. I mean, 46 seconds to go, and you're going to put Dowling on the line for two.
Yep, double bonus.
Just careless mistake that time.
So Drew Daniel, 40% free throw shooter. He may have fouled the right guy, though. He'll go to line for two. Both teams a double bonus as they're both over the 10-foul limit. And the first free throw by Daniel, good. Tonight's game on Iowa Catholic Radio brought to you in part by Kemen Dental Associates, Construction Professionals, and Ashworth Vision Clinic. As returning to the Ankeny lineup, Braxton Bayless, who sat out. He has 9 points, also coming back in the lineup. Nolan Otten with his two fouls. He'll give Simonson a breather. Braden Simonson's had to play a lot because Nolan's been in foul trouble.
Well, and he's had a nice half, Mark. Had a couple finishes at the basket, including an and one.
Second free throw by Dowling's Drew Daniel is good. So Drew goes 2 for 2. He's got 10 points. And it's 40-24. Ankeny by 16.
Oh,
Hawks
almost.
Have mid by 18. And now a corner three up and good by Jordan Cum. And it's all Ankeny right now. Cum a quarter three. And it's 43-24, Ankeny by 19 with 30 seconds remaining over Dowling.
Oh, that's just a great job by Bayless finding his teammate. And how about Jordan Cum stepping up tonight?
Oh, tremendous. And he's fighting off that knee injury. 15 seconds remaining. It's Strockel, Lynch, Drew Daniel, Simon Daniel, and Matt Riedel, the five on the floor for Dowling. Here's Strockel, backdoor cut
great
to Riedel,
pass.
Reverse layup, good. A nice pass by Strockel, as you mentioned. So Riedel with the basket, he's got 4 points. As we go to halftime, they wave off the shot, it's no good. Ankeny, 43, and Dowling, 26. And the Maroons, as we mentioned, their last few games have given up a total of 30, 27, and 55. And here they give up 43 to Ankeny in this first half as the Maroons trail.
Mark, defensively, they have been really poor. First of all, defensive transition was poor. And then stopping Ankeny in that half court, allowing guys to just get to the paint and then just cross court, driving baselines, nobody cutting off, nobody stepping and taking charges. It's really been an effort half, and Ankeny clearly has won that effort in the first half. Now it's up to Dowling to try and match that intensity and get this thing back to somewhat of a game when we get to the fourth quarter.
Again, our halftime scorer, Ankeny, 43, Dowling, 26 here in the boys' contest. Girls' game won by Dowling, 77-27. And we'll visit with the Dowling girls' head coach, Kristen Meyer. When we return, she'll be our halftime guest here at the Dowling Gym, along with Mike Swain, Mark Amadale, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% of your contribution directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
Welcome back to the Dowling Gym alongside Mike Swain, Mark Amadale. We're at halftime of the boys' contest as Ankeny leads Dowling 43-26 in the boys' game. But earlier tonight, the Dowling girls a winner over Ankeny by the score of 77-27. We're joined by head coach Kristen Meyer, the Dowling girls basketball team. Coach, thanks for joining us. Another midweek, another Tuesday night of high school girls and boys basketball, and a game in which you got out early, controlled early, and got a lot of kids playing time tonight. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you. Yeah, I thought we played really well. We started out just hitting shots right away and defensively, doing what we need to do, and they missed a couple early, and then we just ran on them. So it, as you mentioned, was nice to be able to get a lot of different kids some playing time, some different looks, and come away with a big win.
Well, you certainly did, Coach, and you look at what lies ahead. There's a lot lying ahead. You've got Ames, Waukee, Johnson on the horizon. Hopefully we can get the Ames game in on Friday, but this is just a typical year in the CIML. And going back to this game, I know you got out early. You were up 41-10 at halftime. We go back a year ago. You split with Ankeny a year ago, and this is an Ankeny team that had one senior graduate that started, and that was a McCullough girl who's now at UNI. And you just kept them in check tonight. And I know you defeated them earlier this year in, you know, what was a pretty competitive game. But then they went on, they played four straight teams in the top ten and got beat. And they come in with a four-game losing streak. They snapped that against Ottumwa last Tuesday. But you really took it to them tonight. What were some of the things that you wanted to emphasize on against Ankeny the second time around?
Yeah. And our first game with them, as you mentioned, was fairly competitive. I thought coming out of break against Centennial and Bennett Academy, the one we played in Chicago, we played really, really good defense. And last Saturday against Urbandale, I didn't think our defensive intensity and talk and awareness was the level that we needed it to be at. So that's kind of what we've been kind of preaching the last couple days is just defense. Get in a stance, be aware, get through screens, talk, get box outs, and get out and run. And we scored a lot in transition tonight, so you know, it's just a perfect example of defense leading to good offense.
Absolutely. You got 11 players in the scorebook tonight that scored, and that's always nice. You went to the free throw line 11 times, and that's always good. But defensively, you really locked down, and that's a big part of it. If you can sometimes your defense turns into your offense, and when you have somebody like a Caitlin Clark out there, who, by the way, had a quiet 27 points, she didn't get up into 30s or 40s, but she'd be glad to take a good night off and let her teammates on. And
she probably only played about 12 minutes or so.
That's true. The head coach kind of held her back with you and Coach Danner and Coach Babinat. You held her back because, and rightly so. But what I saw out there, Coach, when you had the reserves, your starters and your top seven were really cheering them on. And I don't know who got the loudest ovation. Devinny and I were kind of talking about that. And I don't know if it was, I don't know if it was the Kleppe girl who transferred in.
I think it's probably Aaron.
Might have been Aaron Kleppe, yeah. Who transferred, I believe, from Cedar Rapids to Dowling. Is that right?
Aaron's been here.
She's been in the system?
Yep.
So
she runs track as well.
Okay. But she wasn't on the team last year.
She wasn't on varsity. She was on JV.
Okay.
Yep.
So I don't know if it was her or one of the other kids, but they were starting to get a lot of cheers. And you know what? When a game comes down to that, that's a real good team bonding night along with getting the W, you know?
Yeah, that was fun to see. And I think everyone on the bench was kind of just excited to see different people get shots and get touches and just get opportunities to play.
Well, they certainly did, and it doesn't get any easier as you take on Ames on Friday night, tentatively scheduled for Friday night, as you take on 11th-ranked Ames. And that'll be the first time you see them. They're in the conference. You're going to play them again in February. But talk about the matchup Friday with Ames coming here. And they're always tough. Coach Sullivan runs a tremendous program, and they're always tough, and they've beaten some teams this year. And talk about your matchup with them this year.
Yeah, Ames always plays us tough. As you mentioned, Joel up in Ames does a fantastic job coaching and game planning. So these past few years when we've played them, we've had tight games against them, and they bring back a lot from last year. They've got Waite, who is their point guard, pretty short, but she is good with the ball handling and a step back shot or can finish around the basket. They've got Ashley Imes, who's a three-point shooter for them. They've got a couple defensive specialists coming back, so I think that'll be a good one for us just to test us a little bit more, especially them being on defense. I think we'll have to be a little pretty sharp offensively and running our sets and being strong with the ball, and defensively they run a lot of different movements when they're on offense, so we'll have to really be locked in defensively to know where their scores are and make sure we get box outs and just play a solid defensive game.
Well, we'll expect that because you did tonight. I mean, anytime you can hold a team to 27 points, you take that. Coach O'Connor held Urbandale to 30 last Saturday night, but here he finds himself down 43-26 here at halftime. So, you know, you just when you think you got the defense all mastered, and here comes a team like Ankeny, the Ankeny boys tonight, just lighting it up in the first half. But that's why you play two halves, and obviously a goal for your team. Some of the kids that you're really impressed with now, you're past the halfway part of the season, 10 more games left. So now you make that January, February push. You're looking for getting the home court advantage in the postseason. In regional, you want to be the number one seed, so you get that first round bye. A lot of things to play for, but what do you see for this team as far as, number one, staying healthy, and number two, getting somebody other than Caitlin to score and contribute,
right?
Because that's what you're really looking for, is having that and, of course, maintaining your defense.
Yeah, knock on wood, hopefully we do stay healthy. We've been pretty lucky so far this year, and as you mentioned, that second, third leading scores, it changes a little bit. Grace Gaber's been pretty consistent for us, knocking shots down outside. Tonight, our posts did really well. Nytong had, I think, 13 points. I think Lexi had 6 or 8. Aaron had a bucket. So if we can get some points down low out of our posts, that would be big for us. Meg Simplot hit a 3. Ella McVeigh was 2 for 2 on her 3s. So, you know, it's not always you get volume shots for some of our girls, especially playing with Caitlin, just because she can create so much herself. But when you get an opportunity to knock it down, and that just forces the defense to have to spread out a little bit and opens up the lane even more. So it's one of those that who's ever got the hot hand will go to, and it's sometimes a different girl each night.
Well, tonight it was the whole team, because you got a lot of players that scored, a lot of kids that did some nice things, and you want to see that as the season progresses. And of course, Ames on hopefully Friday, and it doesn't look good for Saturday, as we have all these prognosticators who are meteorologists, including the athletic director here at Dowling, and you're all playing second guess. But you know what, you may have to get into a situation like some teams have done this week, Monday, Tuesday, Friday games. You don't like playing back-to-back. Last week I thought Dowling and Urbandale handled it pretty well. You get snowed out on Friday, play Saturday, then you go back to the Tuesday-Friday routine, well, until we get to Friday. So
right.
You like to see that. And I know as a coach, you want to see at least a day or two off and obviously a chance to practice even more.
Yeah, I'm sure I like practice a lot more than the girls do, but, you know, it's one of those that you just got to be flexible, and none of us can control the weather and the ADs. I would never want to do that job. It's a tough one of trying to just schedule everything. You got wrestling meets, you got basketball, you got this, you got that. So we kind of try to keep the philosophy of you tell us when and where to show up, and we're going to play.
Coach Meyer, thanks for joining us tonight. Congratulations on the win, and we hope to talk to you on Friday if the game with Ames is still on, and congratulations.
All right, thank you very much.
Kristen Meyer, my guest, Dowling girls basketball coach, following their win tonight over the Ankeny Hawkettes, 77-27. We'll be back after this break. The start of the second half, Dowling trailing Ankeny, 43-26. The Hawks lead Dowling in the boys' contest. Back in 1 minute on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym, underway here in the second half. Mark Amadale, Mike Swain. And at the free throw line is Matt Stillwell, and he completes the three-point play, so he now has 5 points. Before that, Brecken Manis, a three-pointer for Ankeny. And what a night he's had. He's got 14 points. 46-32 is our score, Mike Swain. Ankeny leading Dowling.
Really balanced scoring for Ankeny, and Dowling's got to try and find a way to get a stop.
Now a shot no good by the Hawks as Jordan Cum misses the shot, rebounded by Riggs, and he has the ball slapped out of bounds, and they say it went off of Ankeny. But what a first half for Ankeny. Leading scorers for Ankeny, Jordan Cum with 11 points, Brecken Manis with 11 points in the first half, Jackson Smith with 10 points, and 9 points for Braxton Bayless. Almost four players with double figures. Braden Simonson with 2 points. Nolan Otten did not score for the Hawks. What a first half scoring-wise for Ankeny.
Mark, they haven't forced any shots. They've been very patient and getting their teammates involved, and it's resulted in great offense.
Certainly has. Ankeny 7 out of 10 at the free throw line, all in the second quarter. They did not attempt a free throw in that first quarter. 46-32, Hawks, and now a steal by Drew Daniel. Maroons with their starters back in, and now here is a backdoor cut. Straka with the assist as Matt Riedel scores in a backdoor cut. And that is his 9th point.
Great pass by Straka, seeing the cutting Riedel and a nice reverse layup that time. Dowling's got this thing to 12, Mark.
Yes, they do. The Maroons gave up 43 first half points. And as we mentioned, they only gave up 30 and 27 to Hoover and Urbandale last week. So I'm sure that got addressed, but Ankeny with the strong move here on the baseline and a score.
Mark Bayless took that ball on that baseline and went up against two Dowling defenders and muscled that ball in. Really strong move that time by Bayless.
Yeah, 11 points for Braxton Bayless, and he completes the and one. 12 points now for Bayless. Now on that strong move in the baseline with a reverse layup, and the foul is on Riedel, his second. Now corner three by Daniel up and good. Drew Daniel hits from the left corner. He's got a Tamian Sons three-pointer. That's his 13-point, Mike.
Wow, it's just going back and forth here. Some blow-by-blow here. Each team with some big plays. Who can try and get a stop here, Mark?
That's the question. Is Dowling with 6 out of 11 at the free throw line in the first half. Good defense here by the Maroons. Ankeny running their man offense. They work it on the right side. They get it in the block to come. A corner three up and no good by Jackson Smith. Rebound Dowling and Riggs.
Good rebound that time by Drew Daniel. Dowling trying to hustle it down, see if they can get something in transition.
There's Strockel with it. Down the lane he goes. Pulls up. Leaves it for Riedel for three. It's short. Weak side rebound, and Ankeny comes away with it as Brecken Manis, who has been my player of the game thus far, gets another hustle rebound. And on top of the key, a three-pointer no good by Smith of Ankeny. Rebound Dowling and Riedel. Anti-possession there for the Hawks. Here's Stillwell, dribble driving the lane. His shot blocked. Blocked in the air by Nolan Otten. The other way we go. The ball stolen away by Dowling. Here's Strackel, three on two to Riedel, or to Stillwell. His shot no good. Riedel with the rebound and a foul on Ankeny. And Riedel to the line for Dowling for two.
Boy, helter-skelter cut back and forth, Mark. A turnover on one side and then a couple misses and rebounds. Finally, a foul on Ankeny, sending Riedel to the line.
Jordan Cum picks up the second foul. It's the second team foul of Ankeny here in the second half. Free throws coming for Riedel. He'll get two. First one in and out, no good. Matt tonight with 9 points. He'll get another free throw. 49-37, Ankeny by 12. The Hawks have led by as many as 18 in that first half. And the second free throw good. Riedel with 10 points.
Yeah, and Omaha Palou's going to come in for Matt Riedel, Mark.
Dowling, which is the normal rotation for the Maroons.
Dowling down 11. A lot of time left. 4:34 to go, and we're already seeing a better effort from the Dowling Maroons on both sides of the ball here.
So the Maroons withstood the opening punch by Ankeny, trailing at halftime. And now come for three, top of the key, it's no good. And Daniel with the rebound.
Oh, boy.
And good hustle that time by Ankeny's. Nolan Otten forced the rebounder that time. Drew Daniel to go out of bounds.
Yeah, just momentum couldn't keep him in, Mark, and he ended up falling out of bounds, and Ankeny's going to keep it, especially after a really good defensive play that time and a rebound. Should have had the stop, but it's going to stay Ankeny ball.
Yes, it is. So the Hawks inbound it. They get it inside to Braxton Bayless, and he bowls his way through the basket from the right block right against Drew Daniel and shoots and scores. 51-38 Ankeny, and now Ballou on the baseline, and he dribbles on the baseline out of bounds to Ankeny.
Omaha Ballou's got to see the defense that time, Mark. There was nowhere to go, and he tried to do a little shake and bank and then ended up stepping on the end line. So rather just see him kick that out, get that ball reversed, try and put pressure on the Ankeny defense.
So the Hawks have it. And now a long three, up and good, and it's just raining threes for Ankeny. Nolan Otten with his first three of the night.
Wow, just like that, Dowling goes from down 11 to down 16, Mark.
That's how explosive Ankeny is. Strzok one, he misses the easy shot. That's Michael Keough, excuse me, in the lane. Now the ball's out of bounds, and it'll be Dowling basketball as Keough in the lane missed the jumper. And saved from going out of bounds by the Maroons, but they say went off Ankeny. 54-38 Hawks with 3.5 minutes remaining third quarter, Mike.
Ryan Riggs has been really quiet tonight, Mark.
Yes,
he's had
he
a couple rebounds, but really offensively there's been really nothing from him.
Riggs with 4 points, or rather 2 points, all in the first half. And now a whistle and a foul. Stillwell driving against Bayless and picks up the foul.
They're going to get Bayless for his third, Mark, so that could be a big factor going forward.
That is correct. Third team foul on Ankeny here in the second half. Keel will throw it in. It's Keel, Lynch, Drew Daniel, Stillwell. And now Stillwell's pass inside to Keel. Back to Stillwell. Layup good. It's a little give and go underneath the basket. And Stillwell now with his 7th point.
That's a good find by Matt Stillwell. And again, Mark Gallen's got to find a way to try and get about 2 or 3 stops in a row to get this thing under double digits.
Hawks with the basketball. Here's Braxton Bayless, top of the key, guarded by Lynch, and now Stillwell will take him. Long three coming. It's no good by Simonson. Or rather, Nolan Otten with the miss. Rebound comes out to Dowling. Maroons are led at halftime by Drew Daniel with 10 points and a pair of three-pointers. Now they work underneath, and that's Stillwell with the basket.
That was a really nice move that time by Matt Stillwell against Bayless. He just went right by him with a spin move and finished at the basket. And Dowling's got it to 12.
Nine points.
Mark, can you get a stop?
Yeah, 9 points for Stillwell. 54-42. Hawks by 12. 2.5 minutes remaining. Here in the third quarter, Ankeny with the ball. Otten bowls his way in and travels with the basketball. Let's see if the Dowling crowd can get the boys untracked here as they trail by 12 but have the ball.
Yeah, that time Ankeny just sort of standing around and trying to dribble through defense. Rather see them just sort of rotate that ball, keep kicking it around like they have been.
Well, Daniel had 10 points to lead Dowling at halftime. Michael Keough, Simon Daniel, and Matt Riedel, 4 points each. Riggs with 2 points at halftime, and Stillwell had 2 points at halftime. Stillwell now with 9 points. Now on the baseline, Lynch with the shot no good as Otten tried to draw the charge. Rebound comes out to Ankeny. And now they had a fast break, and they say Keel kicked the basketball like a football out of bounds to the Hawks.
Yeah, unfortunate that that ball got kicked because that would have been a steal, Mark, regardless. I don't think it even would have mattered. But Ankeny's going to keep the ball.
54-42 Ankeny as we approach the two-minute mark here in the third quarter. Here's Cum on the baseline, who was shaken up in that first quarter but got back. And now stepping out of bounds is Ryan Crandall, who's in the lineup for Ankeny, right in front of the official. The turnover against the Hawks. Dowling basketball as Riedel and Riggs check in for Lynch and for Omaha Ballou.
Well, Dowling's been able to get a couple stops, but got to be able to convert on this end. Opportunity to get it to within 10, Mark.
Dowling went 6 of 11 at the free throw line in the first half. Ankeny went 7 of 10 at the free throw line. Dowling with the ball, trying to get it down to single digit. Here's Keel for three, a chance to do it. Good! Michael Keel with the second Tumian Suns three-pointer of the night, and it's a 9-point Hawk lead with a minute 40 remaining in the third quarter.
Oh, that got this Dowling crowd back into it.
Possession arrow favors Ankeny. And now between the circles, Bayless, as head coach Brant Carlson in his fourth year at Ankeny, says, you know what, we're going to pull it out and let Dowling come out and guard us and try to run some clock. So Otten with it, dribble hands off to Simonson, not guys you want to really see with the basketball. As they are really isolating Bayless, and Stillwell's in charge of him. We got a five-second call against the Hawks. Good defense by the Maroons that time. How about that?
Well, I was really puzzled, Mark, by sort of pulling it out with a minute 20 to go. I'm not really sure what the strategy was there, but Dowling with good defense, got a five-second count. Now an opportunity to get this thing to 7.
I saw the official, Adam Westerwall, with the count, and it was 5. Now backdoor cut to Riedel, pass from Riggs, corner 3 up by Daniel. Good! And the Maroons are coming back. Drew Daniel with the corner 3. He's got 16 and 50 seconds remaining, and it's a 6-point Ankeny lead, Mike.
You can just feel the momentum now in this gym, and the Dowling crowd's into it, the Dowling bench is into it. And Ankeny just sort of content to maybe take this all the way down.
54-48, Ankeny by 6. The Hawks have led by as many as 18 in this contest. Now inside Bayless, he goes in. His shot no good, tip no good. Bayless with the rebound. Another tip no good, and the bodies hit the floor and a foul on Dowling. The Maroons could not get a defensive rebound after 3 Ankeny shots there, Mike. And they're going to call Stillwell with the foul, and that is his third.
Matt's got to be careful. The official looked at him after that call was made, and I don't know if Matt said something to him, but you got to keep your composure here.
All right, Otten throws it in, gets into Bayless. Bodies hit the floor. Ankeny with the ball as a loose ball recovered by Crandall with 15 seconds remaining.
Stillwell's got to be careful. He's got 3 fouls, Mark. Can't pick one up here.
Now in the lane, a shot up, no good. Rebound Dowling and Daniel.
At plenty
the
of time.
Shot by Crandall. 5 seconds left. Stillwell in the lane, and he drew the foul to wave off the shot. Foul on Ankeny, and the Crandall, or rather, will get Braden Simonson with his second. And it'll be out of bounds Dowling with 3 seconds remaining, and Riedel throwing it in for the Maroons under his own basket. They lob it into Riggs. Ryan has it, a power dribble, a turn at the free throw line. A shot is blocked. Blocked by Otten at the horn, and we've come to the end of the third quarter. Oh, boy, what a fourth quarter we have in store. The score, Ankeny 54, Dowling 48, along with Mike Swain, Mark Emmerdale, back with the fourth quarter from the Dowling Gym after these messages here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you.
online at mercydesmoines.org.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym alongside Mike Swaim. I'm Mark Amadale. I want to thank Jimmy Olson for starting us out. And David Beltram in is our studio producer. He's going to close the night out. 54-48.
Oh, he walked.
Ankeny with the lead. And the Hawks' first possession traveling on Jordan Cum to start the fourth quarter here, Mike.
Well, Dowling wanted to get the walk from Jordan Cum after he caught that ball and did not put the ball on the floor in time. And Dowling has clawed their way back into this game,
yes.
Mark, with some good defensive stops and then really nice offense on the other end.
Yes, they have, Mike. That is no question about that. And now Dowling with the ball. Collision. Strocco, corner three. Up, good! The Maroons cut it to three, and Strocco with a corner three from the right side. And we'll keep it here. A timeout by Ankeny. 54-51. Ankeny by three, and the Maroons are making the comeback here, Mike.
Yeah, Coach Carlson really upset. There was a screen set by Ryan Riggs, Mark, and that time they thought it was sort of an extra shove, and it knocked the Ankeny player down, and Coach Carlson is pleading his case, but unfortunately for Ankeny, they didn't get the call, and Dowling able to capitalize on Strocco's three-pointer.
No question about it. How about that third quarter for Dowling? The Maroons trailing at halftime, 43-26, outscore Ankeny 22-11 in that third quarter, Mike.
Well, a lot of it was effort. And Coach O'Connor talked about that in the first half. He said they're playing with effort and we're not. And he said, you know, we've got to win the last 2 minutes. He came out in this half and said, look, we've just got to win these next couple minutes. And they continue to do that. And timely three-point shooting. And the other thing that they've done, Mark, is they have allowed Ankeny only one shot and out down here. They have owned the boards in this third quarter, and that has helped on those defensive stops.
All right, let's try to set the lineup here as Dowling going with their five starters with Riedel, Stillwell, Drew Daniel, Ryan Riggs, and Joe Strocco, the five on the floor for the Maroons. Ankeny now with Jordan Cum, Jackson Smith, bank shot up good by Braxton Bayless. His shot off the glass is good. Bayless lighting it up. He has 16 points to lead Ankeny, 56-51, Ankeny by five.
That was a tough shot, Mark. A spin and then sort of fall away off the glass, and he was able to get it. Great move that time by Bayless.
I'm not sure if it was a clear out or an iso on the right side, but he did it all from the right wing.
Oh,
now Stillwell backs in against Bayless and travels.
Yeah, that's just great defense that time, recognizing that he wants to try and do that spin move. You take a step back as a defensive player and allowed Stillwell to shuffle his feet.
Ankeny, 8 of 11 through three quarters at the free throw line. Dowling, 8 of 14 through three quarters at the free throw line. Team fouls. Ankeny with four team fouls. Dowling with two. Under 7 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they are isolating Bayless. That's the second time, Mark, that they have gone into Bayless against Riedel. Really strong down on that block, and I like the move that time.
Well, Riedel and Stillwell have been rotating on Bayless. Again, Bayless didn't play the first matchup. They work underneath, an inbounds play, and who else? Bayless off the glass, good.
Wow, great play design, and he's so strong, Mark, when he catches that ball, he's able to finish. And Ankeny sort of has weathered the storm, climbed back up to a 7-point lead.
18 points for Bayless underneath Stillwell. His shot is good. They'll wave it off. The foul before the shot on Matt. Out of bounds to Dowling.
I think that is going to be number four on Bayless.
It is.
So you look at the foul trouble, Mark. Bayless with four now. Matt Stillwell with three. Jordan Cum with three. So fouls starting to mount up.
All right, Maroons inbound the ball. They get it to Stillwell. Top of the key to Daniel. Drew dribbles down the lane. Lose the ball out of bounds, and they say it went off of an Ankeny player. Otten came in to help. Tried to draw the charge, and the ball went off Otten. As back into the Ankeny lineup. Riley McWilson, who we haven't seen tonight, he played a lot in the first meeting because Bayless was ineligible, and Bayless will check out and McWilson in.
I think it's a good move to get Bayless out. You do not want him picking up a fifth foul here.
Right, and Ankeny with the 7-point lead.
Absolutely.
Over Dowling. Riggs with the basketball, gets to Riedel. Riedel down the lane, his shot up, good. The basket will count, and the foul will be on Ankeny's Nolan Otten, and that'll be his third.
A really strong move by Riedel. He's been sort of quiet tonight, Mark, but, well, actually, I'm sorry.
This is 12 points.
That's right.
That's a quiet 12.
It is a quiet 12. he's done some damage here in this quarter.
Make it 13. Free throw good by Matt Riedel. Gets the and one. 58-54.
Big basket. Dowling needed that.
Yep. Ankeny by four. They have the basketball as Brecken Manis dribbles in the front court. Leaves it for Jordan Come. Come on the right side. Gets over in the corner to McWilson. McWilson up top is Ankeny. Long passes to McManus. Wow. To Manis, rather.
And Jackson Smith has been quiet.
He's been quiet lately. Long three up and good. And Manis, what a night he's had. Hits another three. And he's got 17 points to lead Ankeny. Or to have 17 points. Bayless with 18, but on the bench, whistling a foul on Ankeny. Dowling the other way on Manis.
Yeah, Manis, and that's 17 foul marks. That's going to put Stillwell on the line for 1-1. And Dowling's going to be shooting free throws on every foul going forward.
Tonight's game on Iowa Catholic Radio brought to you in part by Mercy One, R&R Realty Group. As a free throw by Stillwell is no good. Ball kept alive by Daniel and in the hands as the rebound comes out to Ankeny. So Stillwell missing the front end of a 1-1. Right. And Matt tonight, 1-for-4.
He's normally so solid, shooting almost 80% on the year mark.
Yep, only 1-for-4. Rebound out to Ankeny. Hawks lead by 7, 61-54. 5.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And Come a pass in the corner. And they kick it back out to Jackson Smith, who's been quiet here in the second half, to McWilson.
It's a good job by Straco, not letting Come get the ball again.
And now whistle and a reach-in foul on Riggs. As he had the right idea, but he came late and fouled Ankeny's Nolan Otten. So Riggs with his second foul.
Yeah, it's just been a tough night for Riggs. And to foul 25 feet away from the basket. Only number four on Dowling, but still, those are the fouls you don't want to give up.
Timeouts remaining. Dowling with three, Ankeny with three. Team foul number four on Dowling, 17 fouls on Ankeny. 5 minutes remaining here in the fourth quarter. Hawks have it. Now Dowling starting to double-team the ball. And nearly an over and back. Saved nicely that time by Jackson Smith. Timeout Ankeny has come, saved it, and he calls timeout.
Smart play by Come. And a great save by Jackson. I thought that ball was in the backcourt for sure, and he was able to make a nice athletic play.
We'll take a one-minute break. 4:53 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Ankeny, 61, Dowling, 54, here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, creating commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. Also serving your home needs by creating custom frameless shower doors, mirrors, glass tabletops, and specialty glass. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Design, fabrication, and installation. 515-222-4860. Online at tworiversglass.com. Two Rivers Glass and Door. Serving imaginations since 1992.
Thank you, R&R Realty Group, for supporting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. R&R Realty Group is an Iowa commercial real estate owner and developer that provides services for all commercial real estate needs, including brokerage, interior space planning, real estate management, construction, and more. R&R Realty Group has been accommodating business expansions and real estate solutions since 1985, solving commercial real estate needs. R&R Realty Group, establishing long-term relationships built on trust.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Under 5 minutes remaining, Ankeny 61, Dowling 54. Maroons had a tremendous third quarter as they overcame a 17-point halftime deficit as they outscored Ankeny by 11 in the third quarter, but Ankeny has kind of withstood that here, and the Hawks have it here. Mark Amadale and Mike Swaim. And Swaimer, Ankeny now just playing keep away right now.
They can afford to be very patient.
And now they do.
Yeah,
Stillwell.
Good job that time by Dowling, forcing the turnover.
Stillwell tied at the ball. Now Riedel with it as Dowling advances the ball after the turnover. Riedel in the lane, gets it underneath the Riggs. Ryan with it, puts it on the ground. It's stolen away by Ankeny. Down court to Jackson Smith, layup good.
It's just a great job by the Ankeny defense. Ryan Riggs brings the ball down low, Mark, able to, and that couldn't handle it when he brings it low.
Smith with 12 points for the Hawks. So now in the lane, a shot no good by Riedel. Rebound out to Ankeny and Braden Simonson.
Well, as long as Ankeny has this lead with this time, no need to bring Bayless in, but Coach Carlson is going to bring him in.
With four fouls. And now here's a steal by Straco. Bad pass that time by Ankeny's Brecken Manis. Stillwell in the lane and drew the foul. Nice spin move. He went right through McWilson, and into Jackson Smith. And Smith picks up the foul, and two free throws coming for Stillwell. That'll be the 18th foul on Ankeny. And that is Smith's third foul, so Jackson with three. Braxton Bayless will re-enter the lineup for Ankeny for McWilson, and he has four.
And I think you're going to see Coach O'Connor get a smaller player in for Ryan Riggs to be able to cover this four-guard offense that Ankeny has. Got to try and get pressure, and if they are going to sort of just play keep away, got to have guys who can cover that ball. Actually, it looks like he might be coming in for the shooter, Mark, so Stillwell.
Yeah, I see that.
Just in case you don't want him to pick up a
fourth foul.
Fourth foul.
Matt has three, and Simon Daniels. Stillwell hits the second free throw. Simon Daniel enters the lineup for Dowling, and nobody is left. Stillwell finally will leave. And Stillwell tonight for Dowling with the free throw. Now a steal by Simon Daniel in the backcourt, and a whistle and a foul on Ankeny. That'll be on Nolan Otten. That'll be his fourth. Ankeny got careless in the backcourt. Dowling had pressure, and Simon Daniel with the steal, and a foul on Otten, his fourth, and Simon Daniel to the line for Dowling with the clock stopped at 3:34. The Maroons trail by eight.
Well, you love that, to be able to get an opportunity to get points, Mark, while the clock stopped. But this is a one-on-one, and he's got to be able to step up and make this.
As Simon Daniel, a 6'2 junior, first free throw up and good. Simon was just 2 of 4 at the free throw line coming in tonight. And he is now 2 of 3 on the evening. He'll get one more as Keel, I believe, was set to come in, and now he will. As the Maroons are going to go to the real small lineup, let's get Michael in if Daniel hits it, and he does. So Daniel with 6 points. That's Simon Daniel.
And I like getting Michael Keough in defensively, Mark. They took out Straco. And Keough, obviously a great defensive player.
And Dowling man-to-man, full-court press. Ankeny gets the ball inbounds. They get it to Bayless, now to Smith. Smith dribbles down court, leaves it for Otten.
And Dowling has a couple fouls to give here, Mark, so they can be aggressive trying to go for the steal.
Yeah, 14 fouls on Dowling. And down the lane is Bayless. His shot no good. Foul on Simon Daniel. And free throws coming for Braxton Bayless with 3:20 remaining.
Boy, what a dimension Bayless has added to this team, Mark. This is a completely different team than when we saw them a couple weeks ago with him on the bench.
Braxton missed the first 4 games for Ankeny and then has played since. And the Hawks have won 4 in a row since the loss to Dowling right before Christmas. First free throw good by Braxton Bayless. Averaging 21.5 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. Tonight, 19 points and counting as he is 3 for 3 at the free throw line. He'll get another. 3 minutes, 20 seconds remaining. 64-57. Ankeny boys leading Dowling. Second free throw good. 20 points for Bayless. He's 4 for 4 at the line tonight. 65-57 Hawks. Dowling with the ball. Stillwell coming off the ball screen by Riggs and drew the foul. To wipe out the basket. And I'm going to say a foul on Otten, and that may do it for him. That is his fifth, I have unofficially.
Well, and if you're Dowling, this is exactly what you want, Mark, an opportunity to get points with the clock stopped.
Otten will foul out with 3 points. With 3 minutes and 11 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Stillwell at the line, and this will be a two-shot the rest of the way for Dowling as Ankeny in the double with 10 team fouls puts Dowling in the double bonus. Free throw good by Matt.
Dowling with 3 timeouts, Ankeny with 2 timeouts. Dowling still with a foul to give.
Second free throw good by Stillwell. We got a timeout called by Dowling. This will be full timeout. We'll take one ourselves. 3 minutes, 11 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. Ankeny 65, Dowling 59, along with Mike Swain, Mark Amadeo here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic sports and activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
Thank you to Tumia & Sons for your support of Dowling Catholic High School basketball. Tumia & Sons is an Italian family restaurant with old country authentic Italian food. Enjoy the local atmosphere where you may even spot a priest, politician, or even Willie Farrell. Take advantage of Tumia & Sons bocce ball court with the kids while enjoying Tumia's homemade bread, pasta, and real Italian homemade desserts. Tumia & Sons is located on Southeast 1st Street, just south of downtown Des Moines and around the corner from Graziano Brothers. 515-282-7976. TumiaAndSons.net.
This is Dr. Rigorendi from The Doctor Is In. Okay, I'll confess. Years ago, when I was asked to be on Catholic Radio, I peremptorily said, no thanks. And then I realized the power of Catholic Radio. As I got emails and letters from folks who have come back to the church, whose families converted, whose lives were made better, it's training for the troops. It makes better Catholics, better Christians out of the folks who listen, and then they go out to transform the world. Your gift works to make a difference for you.
You can give securely online at iowacatholicradio.com, the Iowa Catholic Radio app, or call 515-223-1150.
And we're back here at the Dowling Gym. Full court pressure by Dowling after the timeout by the Maroons. In the backcourt, dribbling through traffic is Braxton Bayless. And Dowling forced the jump ball to be Maroons' possession with just over 3 minutes remaining. Dowling flips the tables here, Mike Swain.
That was textbook on how you have a double team. No reach in, foul that time. Able to have Bayless try and go through two guys. Ball was deflected and able to come up with a jump ball.
Matt Stillwell making those two free throws. He has 12 points, as Drew Daniel with 16 points to lead Dowling. Matt Riedel with 13 points. Dowling with the ball, trailing by six, under 3 minutes remaining. Stillwell dribble drives the lane, puts up a shot. It's good, right over Brecken Manis. Matt Stillwell with 14 points.
Four-point game, Mark. Dowling still with a foul to give. And again, that double team in that corner is really giving Ankeny problems. Ankeny's catching too low, Mark. They've got to get that ball up higher.
And Maroons go three defensive players.
Yeah, able to get guys in.
Simon Daniel, Omaha Ballou.
Ankeny's still with two timeouts, so if they get in trouble, they can call one.
And Matt Riedel, we got a timeout called by head coach Brant Carlson in Ankeny. As the Hawks had trouble inbounding it, almost to the 5 second count, but they're going to give the timeout to Ankeny. And it'll be a full timeout. We'll take one ourselves. 2:44 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Ankeny 65, Dowling 61. It'll be Ankeny basketball when we return here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports 365 is provided in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic. With two licensed optometrists, Barbara Sheets, a Dowling Catholic graduate, and Dr. Todd Pedig, the Ashworth Vision Clinic team provides complete eye exams, contact lenses, glasses, glaucoma testing, and pre- and post-operative care. Ashworth Vision Clinic is located at Ashworth and 60th Street in West Des Moines. 515-440-4610. Online at ashworthvision.com.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides the best tax savings over any other charitable giving in the state. 65% of your contribution directly reduces your Iowa income tax liability. Plus, there are still federal deductibility options to further save on taxes. Find details online, ctoiowa.org. All this for the kids and their future.
Welcome back to the Dowling Gym, 65-61. Ankeny inbounds the ball. Good pressure by Dowling in the backcourt. They inbound it to Bayless. It's stolen away by Michael Keel, and his layup is up and good. And it is a two-point Ankeny lead here, Mike Swain, 65-63. Keel with the steal and basket. Pressure
Ankeny
in the backcourt.
Really having problems, Mark, against this pressure.
And now here's Bayless with it all the way down court against Ballou, and he leaves it for Smith. Layup good. Jackson Smith with the basket, his 14th point. 67-63 Ankeny, 2:15 remaining, timeout Dowling. We will keep it here with 2:17 remaining, fourth quarter. Ankeny up 4, 67-63. And Dowling now with, I believe, one timeout remaining. Ankeny with one timeout. And this full court pressure has bothered Ankeny.
It is.
As both teams do have one timeout
left. I think what
left.
Coach O'Connor is going to tell his players, Mark, if they get a score here and cut this thing to two, on the initial trap, yes, try and get a steal in this backcourt. As soon as Ankeny crosses half court, if there is anybody who is going like what just happened, you've got to be able to foul. You've got only five team fouls. You've got a foul to give. Then you can allow your defense to set up.
Who would think by not fouling would give Dowling some problems? Because they have some fouls to give. But you're not going to send anybody that you want to the free throw line for Ankeny for a while. They got one more foul to give.
Absolutely.
Dowling basketball, they'll inbound right in front of us as we sit behind the Dowling bench. As Riedel throws it in, gets it to Stillwell. Down the lane he goes. Pull-up jumper short. Rebound Riggs. Out to Riedel for three, and it's good!
What a big-time three.
How about that? One-point lead for Ankeny.
Give the foul here.
Down court is Ankeny. It's Bayless. Kits inside, gets it out to Smith. And let's see if Dowling fouls.
Well, now, anytime Bayless puts the ball on the floor, I would make sure that you do not give him a lane to get to the basket, Mark. You give the foul at that point. Minute 48, though, you're only down one. But they've got Stillwell on him, who's got three fouls right now for Dowling.
67-66, Ankeny by one. Riedel with his 16th point. Minute 35 remaining. Ankeny with the ball in the front
Almost
court. With
steal.
It is Manis, and he's down court, and he draws the foul. It'll be on Drew Daniel, and free throw's coming.
Nope. That's only the team six, Mark. So
not a shooting foul.
Yeah, so they're going to take that underneath, and now Coach O'Connor going a little offense for defense at this point.
So the defensive group comes in. Omaha Ballou, Simon Daniel, and Michael Keel replacing Strocko, Riggs, and Stillwell. Nice game at Iowa Catholic Radio, brought to you in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, along with Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, and Kemen. Now we got a foul off the ball before the ball was inbounded on Dowling's Omaha Ballou. That'll be his third. And free throws now coming for Ankeny. And at the free throw line will be Braxton Bayless, who's been perfect on the night. He's four for four, rather.
I'm not sure who the foul is on. It was on Ballou, but I don't think he was guarding Bayless. And Coach O'Connor is saying right now he was not the shooter. And the referees are going to get together and say, well, who was the shooter?
In our famous words, we like to watch college basketball. Let's go to the monitor, Mike.
See, Matt Riedel was guarding Bayless. There is no way that Bayless got fouled by Ballou.
Well, we can't go to the monitor in high school, and now the officials are going to have to get together. And OC is pleading his case.
They are.
TJ Augustine, Shane Sabota, and Wadham Westergaard.
And they've got it right. That is the correct call.
And they're going to put Braden Simonson, a 52% free throw shooter, to line. And I'll tell you what, if Bayless would have shot, that could have been a technical foul.
No question about it.
So free throws coming. A free throw. No good by Simonson. Rebound Dowling. Stillwell with it. Dowling trails by one, and they have the basketball.
And a timeout, Mark, if they need it.
Each team with the timeout left. 1:20 remaining. Stillwell coming off a ball screen by Riggs. His shot up, no good. They're going to call a foul before the shot on Ankeny's.
That's going to be on Simonson.
Braden Simonson is third.
And that's two shots, Mark, for Matt Stillwell, who will have an opportunity to put Dowling up by one. Now, Dowling's got to, if they do go up one, Mark, Dowling's got to change their thinking. No longer are you aggressively trying to play defense and possibly get a foul. You've got to play good, hard-nosed defense without fouling.
Dowling with 17 fouls. Ankeny over the 10-foul limit, so the Maroons are shooting two the rest of the game. Stillwell's first free throw, good. Matt was in a lull there. He went 0-for-2 for a while, but now he's hit his last four, and he'll get another one here. He's tied the score at 67 with a minute 19 remaining. Second free throw coming to give Dowling its first lead since the first half, and it's good.
Wow, at this point, if you're Ankeny, you've got to have the ball in Braxton Bayless's hands.
16 points for Matt Stillwell.
And Matt Riedel has the job of guarding him.
Each team with the timeout remaining. A minute 5 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Dowling by one, Ankeny with the ball. With it is Bayless.
Boy, almost a foul that time by Riedel. No call.
Well, coach wanted the ball. Thought he stepped on the line. Corner three, up and good by Ankeny. That's Jackson Smith with the three, and a whistle and a foul as the ball was going through.
This is huge. This is on Ryan Riggs, Mark. And so not only does the three-pointer count, Simonson is going to shoot a one-and-one.
17 points now for Jackson Smith on the made three, and now a one-and-one coming for Simonson, as you mentioned, who already missed the first free throw. He's 0-for-2 tonight. 70-68. Ankeny by two, 55 seconds remaining.
Well, what a big-time shot by Jackson Smith.
No question.
In the corner, and he's been quiet, Mark, in this second half.
And
a free
throw.
Stepping up.
Is good. Simonson, 0-for-2 tonight at the free throw line, hits his first.
This is huge because he can make it a two-possession game here if he makes this free throw, Mark.
Hawks by three, 71-68, 55 seconds remaining. Each team has one timeout at their disposal. Second free throw in and out, no good. And the rebound out to Dowling.
Now, plenty of time, Mark. Dowling doesn't need a three. They can drive and get to the basket. 50 seconds to go a lot of times.
Stillwell, they clear him out, and he draws a foul and a blocking foul called on Ankeny. That'll be on Jackson Smith, and that'll be his fourth. So Smith and Bayless with four fouls each. 47 seconds remaining. Two shots coming for Stillwell.
I think they got that on McManus.
Oh, you're right.
Reckon Manus. So
Reckon
that's going to be his third, Mark.
With his third, take that away from Smith. He has three fouls, and Stillwell at the line for two. First free throw, good. Matt Stillwell with 17 points. 71-69, Ankeny by two. As the Maroons get up three players, come in. Second free throw, good. 18
good
points for Stillwell.
To be able to get guys in and set up your press, Mark, which is exactly what Dowling's going to do.
So Riggs, Stillwell, and Stracco out. Blue, Simon Daniel, and Michael Keel in. 71-70, Ankeny by one. Hawks in the backcourt. Here's Smith with it.
Got to watch the 10-second
count
Manus,
here. Back to Smith. They got to get it across, and they do. Smith dribbles across. Gets it to come. 35 seconds remaining. A Dowling foul will result in a 1-1 for Ankeny if it's non-shooting. Here's Bayless with it. Goes around Daniel and Drew with the foul. Probably a smart foul there. Third foul on Drew Daniel.
Yeah, time was running down. Bayless on the year at 62% from the foul line, but still a 1-1, Mark.
Yeah, three players check in as Daniel, Ballou, and Keogh check out. Stillwell, Stracco, and Riggs check in for Dowling.
You've got to secure the rebound here on a miss.
1-1 coming up, as you mentioned, for Braxton Bayless. Bayless tonight with 20 points. First free throw up, good. 21 points for Bayless.
Now, even if he hits this, Mark, and it's a one-possession game, Dowling still with time. They don't have to get a three.
72-70, Ankeny. 27.4 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter. What a finish. Second one, good.
But if they're going to go for two, they've got to hurry.
22 points for Bayless. 73-70, Ankeny. Here's Stillwell with it. Coming off a ball screen. Dribble handoff to Stracco. In the lane, it's shot up, and no good, and a charging foul called on Stracco, and that was Braden Simonson who drew the charge, and Stracco with his first foul.
Well, what a huge defensive play that time by Simonson to be able to get the charge. And so Stracco could not finish on that, and now Dowling will have to foul, Mark. Got to hope for some missed free throws.
Now timeout called, the final timeout called by Ankeny, and we'll take one ourselves. 16 seconds remaining, and we'll keep it here. I'm sorry. We'll keep it here. David Beltram, our studio producer tonight, want to thank him. 16.5 seconds remaining. Ankeny 73, Dowling 70, and Ankeny has used their final timeout. But Dowling will set up their press, which got them back into the game. They went from an 8-point spread. They cut it all the way down to one and then took the lead by their backcourt, full-court pressure, Mike.
What has to happen, Mark, on this is you've got to try and get a steal on the inbounds, or you try and get a good trap and still get a steal in the backcourt. 16 and a half seconds to go is a long time. As soon as the Ankeny gets the ball across, then you've got to have the foul and hope for a miss.
And both teams in the double bonus, as Dowling committed its 10th team foul in the earlier possession. So two shots for every foul no matter what. Ankeny inbounds the ball. This is Manus. He throws it in, and a foul in the backcourt by Keogh. As he gets it in to Braxton Bayless, and he'll go to the line for Keel. That is his third foul. And Bayless back to the line. He has 22 points tonight to lead Ankeny.
Well, huge free throw here for Bayless. Actually, two of them. He's going to shoot two and have an opportunity to make this a two-possession game.
Yep, both teams in a double bonus. Braxton Bayless, 6'1", senior, didn't play in the first meeting between these two teams, has 22 points tonight. Jackson Smith with 17 to lead Ankeny. First free throw good. Bayless, a 62% free throw shooter on the year, and he's been perfect on the night. 7 for 7. Stracco and Stillwell and Riggs back into the Dowling lineup as Simon Daniel, Omaha Ballou, and Michael Keel sit down.
And now Dowling's got to have a three, Mark, regardless of how this free throw turns out.
Ankeny with a four-game winning streak. Dowling with an eight-game winning streak. Second free throw good. Bayless hits them both. He's got 24 points. 75-70 Ankeny.
Dowling's going to try and set up a three-point opportunity.
15 seconds remaining. Strock on the lane. They get it over to Daniel for three. It's up off the back iron. No good with 8 seconds. Rebound Ankeny, and that might do it. Manis with the weak side rebound. And the Ankeny Hawks are going to apparently stop Dowling's eight-game winning streak. And going to the line for Ankeny will be Brecken Manis. The foul will be on Dowling's Matt Stillwell, his fourth. And Manis, who's been my player of the game thus far, he has 17 points, and he'll have two free throws here, Mike.
Well, you just look at some of the scoring for Ankeny. It's so balanced, and they just played so well together as a team. And Dowling got in too big of a hole, Mark, and just couldn't dig out of it.
Maroons trailed by 17 at halftime, and they actually battled back and took a one-point lead a little while ago. Second free throw, good, 19 points for Brecken Manis. Rebound, or Dowling inbounds the ball. Strocko for three in the corner, and it's good. And that'll do it. Corner three by Strocko. Final score, 73. The Ankeny Hawks stop Dowling's eight-game winning streak as the Maroons have their eight-game winning streak snapped. Ankeny now with a five-game winning streak. And the Hawks win it 77-73. Mike, what an exciting game in Central Conference play as the Hawks now improve to 3-1 in conference play, 8-1 overall. And they were ranked number 8 by the Des Moines Register's poll this week. And for Dowling, the Maroons fall to 8-2 overall, 4-1 in conference play. The Maroons ranked 8th on the AP poll and number 4 by the Des Moines Register. And what would you expect from two top 10 teams? This is awesome.
It was a great matchup, Mark. And in particular, that second half was just a very well-played game. There was some turnovers, but it was because they were defensively forced by Dowling on that press. And each time, you know, Dowling needed a big basket, they were able to come up with it. And then finally, when Ankeny really had to have one, down one, Jackson Smith with the corner three to take the lead. Just a great game tonight by both teams.
And how about Ankeny at the free throw line in the fourth quarter? They were 10 of 12 in the fourth quarter. That previous meeting with Dowling, they finished 17 of 30 for the night up in Ankeny back in December. Boy, does that ever have a way of turning things around.
They were able to take advantage of those opportunities, Mark, and I just loved the balance that Ankeny had tonight. Just so many guys involved. They were making the extra pass, guys stepping up and hitting wide open shots. And again, Dowling just got off to just too rough of a first half there. Oh. In particular, that second quarter where they just were getting out-hustled. And that didn't happen in the second half. Credit Dowling for a great comeback, but just not able to complete it. Takes a lot of energy to come back from 17 down like the Maroons did to take the lead, and in the end just could not hold on.
Final score once again, Ankeny defeats Dowling 77-73 here in the boys' contest from the Dowling gym. Earlier tonight, the Dowling girls with the win 77-27 over the Ankeny Hawkettes. Along with Mike Swain, Mark Amadale, we'll move to our postgame show. Our thanks to Jimmy Olson and David Beltram, who are our studio producers tonight. And we'll take a break, come back with our postgame show. We'll total up the numbers in this contest. Again, the Ankeny Hawks stopped Dowling's eight-game winning streak in boys basketball. Ankeny 77, Dowling 73, back in 1 minute here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
The home and away voice of Dowling Catholic sports and activities, Iowa Catholic Radio. KWKY Des Moines, K233BT Des Moines, KIHS Adel.
Thank you, construction professionals, for underwriting our show, Man Up. Heard Mondays at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Construction professionals have been long supporters of Iowa Catholic Radio, and we've seen their work. It's beautiful.
They do remodeling or new construction that is innovative, functional, and designing what you want. It's a family business built on a strong foundation to create a new or remodeled home that is uniquely yours.
CPCustomHomes.com. From our family to yours, God bless. Thank you, construction professionals.
Thank you, Dental Associates, for underwriting Dowling Catholic Sports 365. With over 40 years' experience, Dental Associates is a group dental practice with the mission of promoting optimum health and well-being to all patients, providing preventative, restorative, and cosmetic dentistry for the entire family. Message underwritten by Dr. Kenton Gleichman, Dr. Steve Karbaka, Dr. Christine Mulcahy, and Dr. Ben Nagel. Dental Associates, addressing your smile, needs, and dreams. Online at DesMoines-DentalAssociates.com.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym. Mark Emmerdale, Mike Swaim with you tonight here on the postgame show. It was Ankeny 77, Dowling 73. A lot of the fans have left and tuned into our postgame show, Mike, as we're going to recap this game. But you look back in the first half, Ankeny got out to a 19-13 lead, two teams that are in the top 10 on the latest polls, and Hawks outscored Dowling 24-13. Hawks lead Dowling 43-26 at halftime. The Maroons are going to halftime 17 down. And you thought, my goodness, Dowling hasn't given up 40-some points in two games, you know, with wins over Hoover and Urbandale last week. But Ankeny came to play, and so they did.
Mark, we talked about this is a team coming into tonight. Ankeny was shooting 30% on the year. And tonight, they just made the most of those opportunities. In particular, how about Brecken Manis tonight, stepping up and hitting some big threes. Jordan Cum, who didn't get missed a lot of open threes in that first game. Tonight he was hitting them. And then, of course, the big three at the end of the fourth quarter to really put Ankeny ahead for good. Jackson Smith, that corner three, to take back the lead. And I just think it was just hot shooting. Great effort, too, by Ankeny. They were just faster to the ball. They wanted it more in that first half. And Dowling digging themselves a hole down 17, it was just too much to overcome.
Well, you're right, Mike, and it was. Although the Maroons had a pretty good start to the second half in the third quarter, Dowling outscored Ankeny 22-11. The Maroons trailed by 6 going in the fourth quarter, but Ankeny, with the win, they pulled through with a 77-73 win. Dowling 18 of 26 the free throw line. Ankeny 17 of 22. So both teams pretty close as far as made free throws on the night. But the Hawks, four players in double figures, led by Braxton Bayless, who didn't face Dowling the first time. He finished tonight 24 points, and he knocked down. He was 7 or 8 for 8 at the free throw line, and Bayless with 24 points to lead Ankeny.
It just seems like when Ankeny needed an answer, they were able to go to Bayless in that fourth quarter. And he was towards the end of that third and then beginning of that fourth quarter before he picked up that fourth foul, Mark. And he was able to just muscle those balls in and take it in against 2-3 defenders and able to get it to finish. I thought he was a huge key.
Big factor.
And then, you know, Ankeny was able to sort of take, you know, some time off the clock with him on the bench with four fouls, but then give Dowling's press a lot of credit, causing turnovers down here without having a foul, and then scoring off of those turnovers to eventually get an opportunity for Dowling to take the lead on Stillwell's free throws. But Ankeny then comes back with that great offensive possession, the kick out to the corner three for Jackson Smith, and he's able to nail it, and they take the lead for good there with just under 40 seconds to go.
Ankeny wins it. They outscore Dowling, or Dowling outscores Ankeny in the fourth quarter, 25-23. And let's take a look at the scoring, Mike. I know we have a lot of our listeners in the parking lot trying to get out, and they will. And this might be the final game for a while if we can't play on Friday. So for the Ankeny Hawks, we mentioned Braxton Bayless leading the way. He finished with 24 points, followed by Brecken Manis, who was my player of the game for the Hawks. He finished with 19 points. And on the night, he had 4 3-pointers that he knocked down, make that 5 3-pointers that he knocked down, 3 in the first half and 2 in the second half for his 19. 17 points for Jackson Smith, 13 points for Jordan Cum, who sat out most of the first quarter, at least 6 minutes and 50 seconds with the injured ankle, so he finished with 13. Rounding out scoring for Ankeny, Braden Simonson off the bench with 3 points, Nolan Otten with 3 points, and Ryan Crandall, who came off the bench, did not score, neither did Riley McWilson, who did not score for the Ankeny Hawks. Again, Ankeny 17-22 at the free throw line tonight. For Dowling, the Maroons had 3 players in double figures, led by Matt Stillwell's 18 points. He only had 2 at halftime, and he had 16 of his 18 in the second half, obviously. 16 points each for Matt Riedel and for Drew Daniel to lead to lead Dowling in double figures. 6 points for Joe Strockel, including the late three at the end. Michael Keel off the bench with 9 points tonight for Dowling. 6 points for Simon Daniel off the bench. And Ryan Riggs held the 2 points. And, boy, you don't think that was a point of emphasis for Coach Carlson and that Ankeny team as they held Riggs, Dowling's leading scorer, averaging 12 points a game, held the two tonight.
Yeah, Dowling not able to take advantage of their height down low with Riggs and Omaha Ballou being able to get those guys on the block and establish an inside game. Instead, Ankeny really did a great job of getting in the passing lanes, making Dowling start their offense above the three-point line.
Yep.
And it really became a perimeter game or to, you know, sort of a slashing drive to the basket game. And unfortunately, Riggs just couldn't get on track. And that certainly hurt Dowling's offense as well.
Well, it certainly did. The Maroons, again, 18 of 26 at the free throw line tonight. Ankeny, 17 of 22 at the line unofficially. As Ankeny wins it, 77 to 73. Ankeny moves to 8-1 on the season and 3-1 in Central Conference play. Dowling falls to 8-2 on the season and 4-1 in Central Conference play. We'll take a break and come back with more postgame, more comments here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Again, the final, Ankeny 77, Dowling 73 in boys basketball. Girls game won by Dowling 77-27. And we'll be back with more for closing comments from the Dowling Gym here on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Support for Iowa Catholic Radio's broadcast of Dowling Catholic sports and activities is provided by Kemin, a global ingredient manufacturer using science to transform the quality of life for 80% of the world. Kemin is on the leading edge of molecular science, manufacturing more than 500 specialty ingredients for the human and animal health and nutrition, pet food, aquaculture, nutraceutical, food technologies, crop technologies, and textile industries. Kemin strives to sustainably transform the quality of life every day for 80% of the world with their products and services. Kemin, using science to transform the world. Online at Kemin.com.
Thank you to Mercy One for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. From the cardiovascular experts at the Iowa Heart Center to the pediatric services of Mercy Children's Hospital and Clinics, Mercy provides complete care for Central Iowa's adults and children with more than 50 primary care and specialty clinics in the Des Moines area. Find a convenient Mercy One location near you. Online at mercydesmoines.org.
And welcome back to the Dowling Gym. Mark Amadale, Mike Swaim here on the postgame show. It was Ankeny defeating Dowling 77-73. At one point, the Maroons had the lead. Ankeny comes back, and boy, what a backbreaking shot that was. Corner three by Jackson Smith from the left side. Three-point that put Ankeny ahead, and he was having a quiet night. He led Ankeny last time the Maroons played him, but Braxton Bayless and Jackson Smith, 1-2 combination, but I'll tell you what, Brecken Manis is my player of the game for Ankeny. What a night he had.
He had a great night. I'm going to go with Bayless on my end. I just thought that he was so good in that second half. Just when they needed something, he sort of had a calming presence about him and able to just, go, at any time, he can get a shot off. So Bayless is my player of the game. And wouldn't it be fun, Mark, down the road, if we could see these two teams maybe play somewhere along the line, maybe sub-state championship, maybe down at Wells Fargo.
I'll take that.
I mean, it would be great to see one more match between these two teams because tonight was a lot of fun.
It was, and, you know, the I don't know if the groupings are out for boys sub-state yet, but you got to think Ankeny and Dowling shouldn't be in the same grouping, but you know how they all work that out. They'll have those all brought to on the table and released here probably at the end of this month. The girls work a little bit different. They do by seedings and true rankings, if you will. Boys kind of don't do that. They do a little bit of geographics, a little bit of that, and they try to, but we'll see. Hopefully they're in separate sub-states, but what a job by Brant Carlson and the Ankeny Hawks tonight, and what a basketball game for the fans that were here and watched this on a Tuesday night. Central Conference play, second time these two teams have met, and they split the season series during the regular season thus far.
I think at halftime, Mark, most of the people on the fans, both Dowling fans and Ankeny fans thought, well, this game's over. And then next thing you know, we got ourselves a game, and it was a lot of fun in the fourth quarter. Both student sections going at it, both fan bases, and a lot of fun out there. Just a great environment, great basketball game tonight.
Well, Ankeny led at halftime 43-26, and Dowling outscored the Hawks in the second half 47-34, but it was all Ankeny when it counted down the stretch. Free throws, made baskets in that corner three by Jackson Smith gave the Hawks the lead, and free throws knocked it down. The Hawks were 9 of 11 at the free throw line in the fourth quarter, and they finished 17-22, so just 5 missed free throws for Ankeny. As what a game we saw for Dowling. I thought a couple notes. Matt Riedel, what a game he had, 16 points, second leading scorer tonight for the Maroons. But Simon Daniel off the bench for the Maroons, 6 points. And he comes in, he's at maybe the 7th or 8th player that comes in for Coach Michael Connor and the Dowling boys. But tonight he really contributed when he got in for the foul trouble of Stillwell in the first half.
Well, and don't forget about Michael Keough. How about the huge steal that he had backcourt and then the layup to finish it? I thought he was great off the bench. I think he ended up with 9, Mark. For the game. So Michael Keough, another solid performance.
Well, Mike, we hope to see you Friday. Hopefully there's a game Friday. It doesn't sound good, but...
let's hope all these weather people are wrong, okay? No more snow.
No more snowmageddon, no more fear.
No.
They're forced to get to the grocery store. Otherwise, your wife and my wife's going to send us to the grocery store the night before snowmageddon, so that'll be a repeat of last week, maybe.
I'm going to call Grubhub, I think. So.
Grubhub. Yeah, they'll deliver after the storm. Good luck with that. Mike, thanks for sitting in. Glad to have you back, and we'll talk to you. I'll say next time. Hopefully that means this Friday.
Sounds good, Mark.
My broadcast partner, Mike Swain. This is Mark Emmerdale. Thanks for joining us tonight here on Iowa Catholic Radio, and we want to thank everybody for tuning in to tonight's contest. What a game we saw between two top 10 teams, Ankeny and Dowling. Again, the girls' game won by Dowling 77-27, and the boys' game won by the Ankeny Hawks 77-73 over Dowling. And our thanks to Athletic Director Tom Wilson here at Dowling High School, Mary Pick, Michael Connor, and the rest of the staff. Our thanks also to our studio producers tonight. Our thanks to David Beltram, who was the closer as he came in a little bit later off a previous commitment. And Jimmy Olson, who got us started. We thank them as they do each and every game here on Iowa Catholic Radio in our coverage of Dowling Sports. I'd like to thank Ankeny Athletic Director Andy Untham, head coach and girls coach Drew McAnally, and the boys coach at Ankeny, Brant Carlson. Our thanks to Kristen Meyer, our halftime guest, and to Michael Connor, our halftime guest of the girls game. Thanks to them for joining us, as we appreciate all their support. Our next broadcast is scheduled for this Friday, January 17th, 2020. The girls and boys doubleheader, Ames at Dowling, will be the first of two meetings between the two teams in the Central Conference. Pre-game scheduled for 6 o'clock, but with the weather coming in, we'll keep you posted if that game will be played on Friday, if not at a later date. Once again, the final scores tonight, the Dowling girls a winner 77-27 over Ankeny, and the Ankeny boys knock off Dowling and stop their 8-game winning streak 77-73, Ankeny over Dowling. And for my broadcast partners, Steve DeVinny and Mike Swain, this is Mark Amadale thanking you for listening to the official radio network of Dowling Catholic High School Sports and Activities, broadcasting on 1150 AM, 88.5 and 94.5 FM here in the greater Des Moines area, and streaming online at iowacatholicradio.com. You can also go to the App Store and download the free Iowa Catholic Radio app for your iPhone. Once again, for our studio producer tonight, David Beltram, and for Jimmy Olson, this is Mark Amadale thanking you for tuning into our broadcast tonight. And in the meantime, until Friday night or our next game, have a safe and blessed, faith-filled evening.
Our coverage of Dowling Catholic High School basketball is underwritten by Ashworth Vision Clinic, the Catholic Tuition Organization, Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, R&R Realty Group, Mercy One, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and Tamiya & Sons. Please support the businesses that underwrite Iowa Catholic Radio on 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, streaming at iowacatholicradio.com and on the Iowa Catholic Radio app. The proceeding has been a Dowling Catholic Sports presentation on Iowa Catholic Radio.